have had the technology to create, control, and steer hurricanes for decades.
Project Cirrus is the first official attempt to modify a hurricane. It was run by General Electric with the support of the U.S. military. The official theory was that by changing the temperature outside the eye wall of a hurricane, which they did by seeding the clouds with various compounds such as silver iodide, a decrease in strong winds will result. On October 13, 1947, Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Approximately 180 pounds of dry ice was dropped into the clouds. The crew then reported a pronounced modification of the cloud deck, and the hurricane abruptly changed direction and made landfall near Savannah, Georgia. The public blamed the government. Irving Langmuir, who pioneered General Electric's Atmospheric Research Department and admitted that the project was about learning how to weaponize the weather, also claimed the reversal of the hurricane had been caused by Project Cirrus. But the government denied it for 12 years. After a short delay, the project officially continued. And in 1965, Project Storm Fury had targeted Hurricane Betsy for seeding. On that day, the storm immediately changed direction and made landfall in southern Florida. Congress blamed it on Project Storm Fury, but the government claimed that the hurricane shifted before they ever had a chance to seed it. And after 2 months of congressional hearings, the project was allowed to continue.
In 1997, U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen admitted we have the technology to control the weather, including earthquakes and volcanoes. The U.S. government has placed gag orders on employees of the National Weather Service. In October of 2012, after Hurricane Sandy weakened to a tropical storm, microwave imagery shows a thick red beam immediately followed by Sandy growing into a Category 1 hurricane and taking an unexplained left turn into New Jersey. The push towards alternative energy demands more lithium, and according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the United States has over 6 million tons of identified lithium resources. The majority of this lithium has been identified in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Kings Mountain is believed to have one of the largest resources in the world, but the biggest problem is that people live there, and they don't want their quiet towns turned into lithium mines.
People in Terrell have been pushing against a proposed lithium mine for the last several years, but everyone we spoke with here said it's too divisive of an issue to share their opinion on camera. Terryville is a small, quiet town.
I think that's good that we keep it small.
So quiet, many don't feel comfortable speaking out against Piedmont Lithium's proposed mining operation nearby.
I think we're a silent majority. I think a lot of people are afraid to say anything about it because they are bringing a lot to the town as far as money.
Last year, the Department of Defense entered a $90 million agreement with Albemarle Corporation to increase domestic production of lithium for the nation's battery supply chain, specifically from Kings Mountain, North Carolina, starting by 2025. This is the same area experiencing what is being described as biblical floods. While the federal government spends billions on foreign wars and illegal immigrants, they simply...
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. Naturals.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
here. I'm so grateful to be back here in the InfoWars studio. I love and miss the crew. I'm always saying, hey, when can I come visit you again? I love and miss you guys. You're my family here in Texas. And, you know, you guys welcomed me with open arms when I left the propaganda puppet machine and welcomed me and have been so supportive. I've heard from so many of you saying, hey, when can we see you on InfoWars? Because, you know, you guys are a dedicated and loyal audience. And so we're like, we don't want to watch where you're at now. We want you back there because we're not going to avert our eyes from the InfoWars, which is fine. You know, we don't know how much time we have left. And so I'm so honored and grateful to be sitting here because, again, we don't know what's going to happen with this building, with the future. But we do know that God is in control. And I always felt like I wanted to make sure I brought that spiritual element, and I'm so, again, grateful that the crew here and many are believers and have only gotten closer as the spiritual battle heats up. But I always wanted to be committed to bringing a verse of the day and keeping things centralized on that, because that is the most important part in all of this is, you know, they want us crazy. They want us feeling in chaos, but we know that we have hope. We always have hope because we have a king that sits on the throne, the ultimate ruler of everything that will be allowed to happen or not. So yes. So again, so happy to see you again. You know, last time I saw you, I was pregnant and I just like never stopped being pregnant. I accidentally got pregnant again. And I think this is all part of God's plan to have a patriot baby boom. So while the globalists, while the enemies are the party of death, while they want to kill off the generations, if we just keep on popping out these babies, there's another way of hope. We're building an army, God's army. So it's kind of funny. Want to personally update you on our baby that I was pregnant with last time, and let's start the morning up with positivity, because you know the days are tough, they're hard. And some are suffering more than others. So here is a video of my youngest son, who has seemed to have a special relationship form with my newest youngest, for now, Johnny May. This is Liam and Johnny May. There it is, and that is a video that she smiles so big at her big brother. I mean, who doesn't like the Beach Boys in the morning? But this is a video that went viral on Instagram as well as TikTok, and my kids were like, Mom, you should be like rolling in the money. 11 million views on TikTok, what? And then like last I checked, it was like 400,000 or something on Instagram. And I'm like, yes, children, I should be rolling in the money. But you see, your mom is guilty of wrong think. So even though it says I'm approved for monetization on these apps, that's funny. Of course, I didn't get a dime for 11 million views, which, you know, is the because of them ultimately. But yeah, no, they don't pay patriots. So, but that's all well and good. What was really great about that is it shows and reminds me that people are yearning for this. They're yearning for like feel good nuclear family, you know, imagine that family content. So that alone, I guess, is rewarding. I'll figure out how to pay these bills some other way, I guess. So here's a more recent pic of little Johnny May. And trust me, I am going to move on. You know, this is what parents do. Do we have that picture or do I just show it from here? Oh, he's going to work on pulling that up. Okay. Oh, also, I miss you guys. I really, really miss the InfoWars audience. I miss talking to you and connecting with you. I do have two other shows that I do now, one on Patriot TV that runs on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern. And then I also, Mike Lindell's network, Frank Speech, on Tuesdays and Thursdays that runs at 9 p.m. Eastern. But with those shows, I don't get to connect to the live call-ins, and so I miss that, and I really want to hear from you and get caught up. So if you want to call 1-877-789-2539, that's 1-877-789-2539, and say hello. That would be so exciting. And there's my little Johnny May that you saw there. Okay, so let's move on. I mean, I know that we need to dig into a lot of news, but like I said, let's start the day off positive. So as promised, here's my verse of the day, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. Hold on to that promise in Isaiah 54:17. And you know what? I don't normally do this, but I'm going to open in prayer for this show. And I'm not like a professional at this, so please don't analyze how I pray. I'm just going to say whatever comes to mind, and I might not be that good about it, but my heart is in the right place. All right, Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing me to be here, and I'm so grateful for this crew, for this operation, for how you've tugged at people's hearts in the hardest of times. And we stand on that verse today, Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and we will condemn our enemies, and you will allow. And I pray for those that are fasting and praying, they're in it. They're in the 40 days before the election. They're fasting and praying because in your word, it says that you will be merciful and you will show grace when we repent as a land. You will heal the land. And so we just lift up those that are fasting and praying and ask for grace and mercy against our enemy that is coming to steal and kill and destroy and prowl. And we pray for Alex, who has come under so much attack. We pray for Tina Peters, who was trying to do the right thing with the elections and just got sentenced to 9 years by these enemies. And we pray for redemption. We pray for restoration. And we pray that you bless this show and that you pull on people's heartstrings to return to you, because we know that is when we will be blessed, is when people repent and people return to you. And so we ask for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Whoo! Okay, I'm done with that. All right, so coming up, don't forget about the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping hoax. Okay, it might seem like old news, like, wait a minute, yeah, we know. Another Fed's direction. But it is coming into play more because they're trying to build up that January 6th hysteria again, right? They want us, or the masses that they perceive as dumb masses, they want them focused on January 6th again, and what a horrible event this was. But it is and will be and continue to be, I believe, exposed as another Fed operation. And the biggest clue of their test run is this Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot hoax. And we're going to be talking to Christina Urso. She is the director and producer of this this documentary about that. And so we'll be talking to her to really dig deep on that. Plus, we're going to be speaking with the former chief of staff of the EPA, who just brilliantly and in a great way exposed this stupid gaslighting about Project 25. And it's like, hey, I was a writer for this Project 25, and Trump had nothing to do with it. So that's, and it's great. So we're going to talk to her as well. She'll have a lot more to share with us. That's going to be in the next hour. We're going to, of course, want, and I desire to continue to shine a light on what's happening with Hurricane Helene, because, you know, our media has downplayed it, not really covered it as much as you would think they would. And so we want to continue to shine a light on those suffering there. We're going to talk about election integrity efforts. So any of those topics that you want to talk about later in this hour, I gave you the number. Get on the waiting list there. All right. So as far as the news that has just broke, I believe it was like late last night that this news broke, is this port strike that was threatening supply chains. Well, we're already dealing with Hurricane Helene. That is a pause. We're on pause with that. The workers agreed to a tentative deal on wages and a contract extension. That's according to CNBC.com. And they've agreed to tentative. The two sides have extended their existing contract through January 15th to provide time to. So this is all going to happen after the election. But again, this was something that was threatening to be an additional thing to worry about. And it looks like that is not going to happen. So strike averted for for now. Sorry, Kamala, because she was behind wanting to spur this on. You know, the main guy, I can't think of the word right now, but he was driving a Bentley convertible in his mansion, and he was leading this strike, and it's such a mess. Kamala was stoking it, but you know, I guess that's put on hold for now. So then moving onwards to, I want to tease ahead again to this kidnap and kill the FBI terror plot. We're going to be talking to Christina Urza, the producer of that. And so I have a clip here to just kind of start getting your mind on this. Brandon Caserta, he was acquitted after spending 18 months in prison, ruined his life. And he's talking about just the complete lies of this Gretchen Whitmore fednapping situation. So watch this clip. This is what's going to be coming up in about an hour.
Responsibility falls on the legislative branch. Nope. And all Americans should be encouraged by your efforts to do that. As for myself.
Sorry, that was not the right time code. It was actually later that I was going to play. But we all let them pull that up if they can find it. It's right there on the sheet, guys, 1457. But we'll have more on that. Let me know when you get that queued up to where I wanted to play. Moving on, we're going to be talking about Hurricane Helene. There's so many weird aspects to this hurricane because there's the... Oh, you got it now? Sorry. Let me see. Let's take that clip and then I'll dive into this.
But I had discovered this in the discovery that there was text messages between FBI agents and other FBI agents, as well as FBI agents to their informants, where their informants are reporting back to them and the agents are reporting to the other agents, where they're literally saying, hey, they're not planning anything. They're not talking about any planning. You know, like, what do you want me to do here? They're not talking about any planning. Barry Croft is about to leave. You know what I mean? So then you have the FBI, and this is real, man. This is in actual text messages where the government is saying that this is a national attack planning meeting, but then behind the scenes, the FBI agents are texting each other saying, hey, there's no plan here, man. There's nothing actually going on. There's nothing criminal here. We need to get some sort of evidence. Like, we need to get them to talk about a plan or something because we need that conviction. We need that data. So there's no criminality happening over time here. And what you have is the FBI wanting there to be criminality. They want it to occur. And if the people aren't going to do it on their own, then they're going to have to take over and do it themselves.
So isn't this just unbelievable? They have the evidence in discovery. Brandon, who you saw there, who spent 18 months life ruined because of all this stupid fednapping, Gretchen Whitmore kidnapping, whatever. It ruined his life, and they have in discovery these text messages of these feds being like, they're not planning anything. We can't get them to say that they're planning anything. But then when they were convicted, it was because they were supposedly planning. So it's like they have the evidence right there that refutes it in our unjust world. These men have had their lives ruined. There's still men behind bars for this. When it was like, what was it? Again, because this has happened so long ago, I'm trying to remember. I think it was like 14 out of 18 of them were feds. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is sick. So we're going to have more on that in the next hour with the producer of the documentary of that important film. But let's talk about Hurricane Helene. There's so much to unpack here. There's the weather modification angle. You know, I was reading about potentially blue orbs, and I mean, it's way over my head. I do believe that there is weather control capabilities. Can I say for sure that that is what happened and that they orchestrated this? Like, no, of course I can't, but we have to keep an open mind about that. There's also the lithium angle that you heard from Greg Reese, and they're definitely always looking for ways to use this to their advantage. Never let a crisis go to waste. They want to meddle in the election in one of these contested states. North Carolina was going to be a particularly important and could still be a particularly important state. And it's interesting because if you even look at NPR, they have this headline here. Neighbors have been helping neighbors recover from the Hurricane Helene. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Thank you, NPR, for keeping us informed about that. Missing from this article is the fact that there have been multiple efforts to keep neighbors from helping neighbors, keep outside help from coming in. And then when you read further down in the article of the NPR, it says Helene could have an impact on the election. Just giving you the heads up, folks, we might want to use this to interfere in the election as well. So it says there's going to be now polling places affected because of mudslides, etc. Mail-in votes might be affected as well. And then it says, besides the process of voting, reporter Steve Harrison spoke with Republicans who are concerned that turnout will be significantly down in the mountains counties, which Trump won in 2020. Again, I'm sure you've heard it by now, $750 supposedly to each person. And it does come down to they don't care about these people because these are white people that are privileged and are going to vote for Trump anyway. So they're literally like leaving them starving to die and suffer because they know that they aren't going to vote the way they want them to. No question in my mind that that is an element of what is happening here. And on that note, let's move into the fact that the let's go move into video three that of what's going on.
Hey, sounds to me a lot like Lahaina and Maui. $750 are what the residents got there and then banished from their land. And they're doing the same thing here in this citizen relief effort, since our government is broke, which I'll get to in a minute. But they're doing the same thing they did in Maui here. They're trying to cut off all citizen rescue attempts. They're literally grounding planes and helicopters. They said it was for the Joe Biden flyover, but they're starting to do it pretty much permanently wherever FEMA has jurisdiction or decides to take over jurisdiction. And they're basically getting in the way. No, they are getting in the way of actual rescue and actual relief. And then Kamala Harris, again, not Joe Biden, comes out and says, we have directed FEMA to give you $750. That's what we're going to do because the federal government is stepping up. Meanwhile, if you saw my reporting earlier, they're not only cutting off rescue routes, they're not only grounding helicopters and planes, but they're also confiscating supplies under the emergency power of FEMA so that they have enough stuff to distribute and disperse the way they want to.
Confiscating supplies, confiscating donations. That's why now you're seeing a lot of folks be like, give your donations straight to churches. They can't take it from the churches. I was reading another thread of someone that has come in and helped in other situations, and he was talking about it always goes back to money, and it always goes back to power and control. Turns out that usually in these situations, they have agreements with vendors. There's kickbacks, of course. And so they will confiscate or prevent you from getting donations to people that are starving or need these donations in order to give out their approved vendor list donations so that, you know, everyone's happy. It's sick. And people, I mean, this is... I can't even internalize how sick and disgusting all of this is. It's horrific. And about that $750, let's take video number four.
Hey, guys. For those that don't know, I'm at the foothills of the Western North Carolina Mountain. And everybody in my area that I've talked to, including myself, who applied for the $750 assistance payment from FEMA, has been denied. Okay. Yeah. They've denied us. Okay. So here we sit. We've thrown out all of our food because we had no power for 5-6 days. Some still are without power. Here we sit. Limited resources in the store. And they have denied our $750 resource check. So, yeah. How do you like that?
Do you know how much money these people have probably paid into taxes, and they can't even get a measly $750? Here's $750. Your whole life has been ruined. You're on the verge of starving, but here's $750, and they can't even get that. The way to get it is they have to get onto the internet and apply. Although a lot of these people don't even have the electricity to plug in and connect to internet and apply. And when then they do apply, they're refused, like that woman. And here's another thing that's going on, of course. Feds before the actual victims. Watch this video number five.
Present, they're in the way. They are directly interrupting our ability to conduct missions and operations. And I'm not going to disparage anybody because we are trying to work within partner relationships, both government and non-government entities within state and federal and county. You know, I went to put a couple of people into a hotel last night, and they have a security guard at the hotel. They said, oh, we're so sorry. The entire hotel has been booked for federal employees. And I was like, no, I have people that were just pulled out of a mountain that are living out in the hills, and there's not a place for me to put them because we have federal employees that are staying in the hotel. I slept in this white car last night. I smell like foot and death right now, as does every single person on our team. Not a single one of us slept. We got done maybe at 3 o'clock the moment the sun was up, and we could fly helicopters again. We were back in the air, and we have not stopped. And I was like on the fence about trying to get on this program or not. I want people to understand how incredible this organization is, Save Our Allies, and all the work that all of these volunteers are doing. But people, this is biblical level devastation. This is apocalyptic, the things that we see out there.
Apocalyptic, absolutely. I see your calls coming in. I'm so excited to talk to you. We're going to be taking a break here in about a minute, and then when I get back, I'm going to try and take a couple of these phone calls. But I think we have time for one more video. Let's just go ahead and take it.
I would rather vote for a man who is convicted on 34 felony counts, but who is willing to put America first, than to cast a vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. These people are showing us exactly who matters to them. They are showing us every single day who they care about. They have $750 in aid that they are willing to give out to American citizens who have literally lost everything. Peoples, towns, everything have been completely wiped out. They get $750. But when it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to funding other countries, when it comes to rolling out the red carpet and letting millions and millions and millions of illegals come in, you have money for that. You have money to put illegals up in hotel rooms. You have money to send our tax dollars to other countries who's doing God
knows
what.
Preach it!
But when
yes.
We have American citizens here, when they are suffering and who have literally lost everything.
All right, folks, we're going to break. We'll be back. Support InfoWars. To the end! To the end, everybody!
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us. by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Christy Lee filling in today. It's been a while. I've missed you guys. That's why we're taking phone calls. The number is 1-877-789-2539. So far, we have been covering the Harris hurricane hellacious response. I say that in a fun way, I guess you could say, but what is happening is not fun. It is truly hellacious what is happening there. So much to cover today. Make sure you stick around. Make sure that you share this show. We have an interesting guest today, Christina Urso, who's going to talk to us about the Gretchen Whitmore FedNapping hoax and how that will play in and be so important to continue to expose now, because it relates so much to the resurrection of them trying to build up the January 6th hysteria just before this election. So we'll be talking to her. We're also going to be talking to a former EPA chief about the gaslighting of the media and how we take our country back. So don't miss that. Share this widely. Make sure you show me some love on X at Christy Lee TV. My name is spelled a little funky dinky there. So at Christy Lee TV, show me some love there. And yes, spread the word. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about how I think they're using, of course, this crisis, the hurricane, to affect the election. They're so, so desperate. But, you know, God is bigger, and he might just make this turn around and bite them in the booty. So we're going to be talking about that. But let's take some of your phone calls. I want to talk to TK in Canada because he's right on topic and wants to tell me about how they're preventing help, which is just atrocious to hear. So, TK, thank you for calling in while I'm here.
Good morning, Christy.
Good
How are
morning.
You today?
I'm great now that I'm on the phone with you, TK.
You know who this is.
Yes.
Anyway,
I remember.
I wanted to say congratulations on your return back to InfoWars.
Thank you.
And as far as what I wanted to talk to you about was, I saw something on X which is fairly disturbing. which concerned about a fire chief that's with FEMA, how he's been instructed to arrest people that are assisting the hurricane victims. I just found that rather disgusting.
Yes. Yeah, we're seeing reports of that everywhere. It does seem like help is getting through. But as I said earlier, it sounds like one of the reasons that FEMA does this is because they have agreements with like vendors that they want to give kickbacks. And it's just all about money. And so it's like they prevent help for that reason. But I mean, it does seem like there is more of a sinister reason that they just want to use this crisis to essentially kill people, kill people and starve them and make sure that they don't get the help that they need because they see them as Trump supporters, and that's the ultimate sin. Wouldn't you agree, TK or Tove, should I say?
Oh, you're talking. Yes, yes, I 100% agree with you. I also think it's a huge distraction. I wanted to bring up another point that what they're doing with the World Health the World Homicide Organization, they're trying to push through a takeover. And so this runs some cover for them. I'm sure you're aware of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it serves many purposes. There's many tentacles of corruption happening at the same time. It's hard to keep up with it sometimes. But thank you for your call, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon, and I'm going to go to the next one. William was the first to call, I believe. So he wants to talk about, you know what, they love these distractions. Basically, Kamala and Tim want to talk about anything other than their failed policies. Right, William?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, all that money that went to Black Lives Matter, you know, that ended up helping the black community a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, it went to a few people, you know. So I can't help but think, what if some of this hurricane money is not going to the right people? And I feel like a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a big picture thing. You know, not everyone's affected by this hurricane. Everybody's affected by bad Democrat policies. Mm-hmm. You know, you can live in a red state, but you might live in a blue city. And, you know, you got freaking terrorists knocking on your front door or knocking on your door at the gas station. I mean, forget going out at night. You know, the nightlife is like asking to go in a gang fight, you know. So you hear about these Venezuelans. Yo, yeah, they're going to take advantage of this hurricane. That's just another chance to loot. And so, and, you know, that's what Democrat policies are all about, you know. Yeah, rewarding the criminals and, you know, giving nothing back to the people.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, do I have a, I think I missed something in my rundown. Do I have that graphic of showing where how much money has gone to, like, FEMA money has gone to everything else? I think it was just before that video 5 on the rundown, if you can pull that up. Juanita Broderick shared it. I'll let them work on that. But yeah, money is basically going everywhere else other than the people, American citizens that have paid into their taxes. This is our money. Yet it has gone and been used for so many migrant issues, as well as, of course, being sent off to Ukraine and Israel and everything else. Were we able to find that graphic? Okay, still looking. So in the meantime, let's talk about the angle of the weather weapon. So Dave from Arizona. Dave, taking your call because I do definitely have my suspicions about this, but I'll admit I don't know a whole lot about the deep root causes of that. So Dave, tell me what you got.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking the call. So doing some research on North Carolina laws, and with the National Declaration of Emergency by President Biden puppet on Sunday, North Carolina State Board of Elections is emphasized that there's disaster exemptions. Voters are no longer required to provide proof of citizenship or that they're registered voters. They simply need to sign an affidavit, and then the affidavit is looked at by the State Board of Elections, which is controlled 3-2 by Democrats in most counties. So it seems that it's opening up the doors for gross malfeasance again, that we'll have people that have been displaced that now have mail-in ballots from wherever they might be. I mean, are they going to be relocated to a place like the Superdome and live there if they can't get their $750 and they won't allow them to live with other family members while FEMA, you know, destroys their actual homes? And then the challenge is going to be who's going to judge these ballots to be legitimate or not. So it seems every one of these issues that we go through as a country now is inextricably linked.
Yeah, absolutely. They're trying to, they're the ones that have said, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. And so they're using this, and I absolutely think that they're able to. But you think, you do think that a weather weapon was used to particularly hit this area?
Yeah, this is Harp Hurricane Helene. It occurred 66 years on the same day. There were, it looked like DEWs from Georgia that seeded the clouds. We've seen stories of a private Cessna plane that took off from Texas that flew at 40,000 feet. What did it disperse in the eye of the hurricane while it was still off the Florida coast? We know that they've had weather weapons. Lyndon Baines Johnson bragged about it. You could control the population if all you did was simply control the weather, right? Because mm-hmm. then you have the means of food production or food delivery, or natural resources. So the government's working against we the people. Unfortunately, we're in a post-constitutional era, mm-hmm. so it's hard to even enact our the Fourth Amendment Section 4, because unfortunately the government no longer serves we the people. But we're so apathetic, I don't know how that we change that dynamic now.
Well,
so we keep planting seeds out here in State 48. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And that's why I say I keep on going back to, there is way too much going on. There is such an aggressive push to take our rights away. I mean, my gosh, weather control. I mean, anything, two assassination attempts. I can't keep up. I cannot keep up with all of it. And so it always comes back to only God can save us now. If you're not right with God, you better do some soul searching, because this affects all of us. We need everybody on board to repent and ask God to heal our land. And I'm so thankful for the many that are fasting and praying right now, because it is going to be on God's grace and mercy to beat this thing. The enemies are coming at from every angle. And there is, of course, just like he said, of course, you know, and that NPR article alluded to, of course, they're using this as a way to keep those that would vote for Trump from voting, because they're the ones that are deeply embedded into the mountains or affected by the road closures or whatever else. But hey, if you are able to in North Carolina vote, and you happen to be a non-citizen, well, that doesn't matter, because now you don't even, because of this emergency, now you don't have to show your ID or even prove that you're registered to vote because of the emergency. So isn't that convenient? What's truly tragic is those that stuck up for election integrity, like Tina Peters. I'm a host on Frank's Speech as well. Like I said, I have the show Get Free with Christy Lee on Frank's Speech. Tina Peters has her show on Frank's Speech. But as I'm sure you've heard by now, Tina Peters was just sentenced to 9 years in prison. And her crime was trying to uphold election integrity. And this is just heartbreaking. It was just yesterday found guilty on 7 counts, including attempting to influence a public servant, conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation, official misconduct, violation of duty, and failing to comply with the Secretary of State. You didn't comply with us. We stole this thing fair and square, and you threatened to expose it, Miss Tina Peters, and we can't have that. She, of course, maintained her innocence. Her actions were in pursuit of uncovering supposed election fraud. But this is sick. Makes me want to throw up and my blood boil. If you haven't seen this video, do we have that video ready? Did you see it in time? The judge, if you don't have that video, because I added it late, let me know. But there's the judge called her privileged, that, you know, shoot. Do you see it in the rundown? Sorry, guys, talking shop. I did add that one late. But anyways, we got to move on. We'll try and find that video. But the judge at the end of this video, Cernovich posted it. It's on his Twitter. But at the very end, like from the 2 minute mark to the 2:20, the judge is talking about how, like, hey, you know, he had already talked about, like, hey, understand that your son was a Navy SEAL and he died for this country. Also, sorry about the loss of your husband. But ultimately, you haven't had a long criminal history. You haven't had a problem with drinking or drugs like some of the other people that have stood before me have. And so really, Tina Peters, you're privileged. You're privileged. So therefore, I'm going to throw the book at you and sentence you as a woman advanced in age with no criminal history. I'm going to sentence you to 9 years for trying to make sure that the election was secure. Absolutely disgusting. If you end up finding that clip, let me know. So as far as that goes, you know, there is efforts to ensure election integrity, even though they try and criminalize that. We have an article here from the Daily Caller says the RNC recruited hundreds of thousands of volunteers, thousands of lawyers to ensure election integrity. But ultimately, will it be enough? I mean, it's encouraging that they have focused on the right states, Arizona, which is completely corrupt when it comes to election integrity, Georgia, all the problems that we've seen in Georgia, they've focused on those. But then you have Mark Elias, who's constantly, like, what a demon. We think we might have it. Go ahead and pull it up. And it's just like the last part of it, 2 minutes to 2:20 that I wanted to play.
As this court has never seen. You don't have those histories of drug and alcohol abuse. There's no lifetime of trauma, not even close to the type of mitigating circumstances I would see from many folks who sit in that chair. No, to the contrary, Ms. Peters, you are a privileged person. You are as privileged as they come.
Man, that is sick. It all comes down to that she needs to be punished because she's white and privileged because she hasn't had drug and alcohol problems. Are you kidding me? And this is after he acknowledges that she lost her son. Her son died in service to this country, a U.S. Navy SEAL, and she has lost her husband, but she's privileged. You have the wrong color of skin. Even though I'm a white judge, you know, I'm going to be woke and throw the book at you because, you know, if you were a druggie or an alcoholic or a minority, then I would let it pass. But because you happen to have white skin and you were trying to stand up for election integrity, you get to be sentenced to 9 years in jail. What a sick. This man needs to be debenched. Like, that just makes me so angry. So anyways, we do have some efforts going on to prevent election integrity, to have election integrity. But again, they are always trying to push back on that. There's this article, Nevada election chief blocks inspection of suspect voter names. You can find this in the Daily Signal. Thing that sticks out to me about this is basically this this organization, Citizens Outreach Foundation, they had been trying to track through the U.S. Postal Service those who had moved and were still in the voter rolls. They had clerks working on it. They had clerks red flagging all up to 33,000 names is what it ended up being. And ultimately, this jerk, because I won't use the word I was going to, he says, no, you can't do this. He sends out a memo. And let me see if I can find the right verbiage that he used. Basically, he was saying you have to have, oh, here it is. Moot said Nevada's definition. Oh, that there it is. He says individuals have submitted challenges based on their personal knowledge. So you can't use the U.S. Postal Service. He's saying you need to have personal knowledge for each person that you're going to contest or flag. And then, of course, the response from the organization was, it's a ridiculous standard. Personal knowledge? What does that even mean? He argues that government sources in this case, the U.S. Postal Service and state voter rolls, meet the legal standard. So this chief election official saying, like, nope, for each individual out of the 33,000, you're supposed to have personal direct knowledge of how they're not eligible. When the whole point, this is wasn't even getting into dead people. This wasn't even getting into dead people or non-citizens. These are 33,000 people that they're able to show verifiably don't even live there, are not eligible, and they face resistance. And who's behind it? Mark Elias, of course, as always. All right, so I wanted to make sure I covered that, all about the Great Replacement. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to... let's go to Steve in Alaska.
Hey, glad you actually picked me. I'm going to be going into a meeting in about 10 minutes. I work in the oil fields up here in Alaska. Any which way, having studied history like I have, if you look back into World War II and you look at the Gestapo, which was the secret police that was used by Germany, and you start looking at some of the parallels from the Gestapo, and I mentioned them specifically after we brought over how many scientists under Operation, what was it, Paperclip or whatever it was, where we brought over all their scientists and formed NASA and all the rest of them. The same people are still in our government. The same ideologies from World War II Germany are still in our government. The Gestapo and FEMA are just, FEMA's the next generation of the Gestapo. They have all the camps set up. They did what in, you know, Katrina? They confiscated guns. They did not help people. And they're not going to help people this time. And I hate to say that factually because I don't want that for American people. But, I mean, we give billions to other countries from Israel to Ukraine, but we give $750, stop relief from going in, provide no relief. I hate to say it, but, you know, I am a very black-pilled individual. I don't trust the government.
Of course.
And this is the reason why their actions are speaking. And it's just going to be a matter of time before Americans are going to say, you know what, we've had enough. Get FEMA out of our region, and we're going to take over. And I think the time is like going to happen during this hurricane. I honestly believe that people are going to start standing up and forcefully putting the government in their place, which is sad. But, you know, I don't think that there's ever been a society, a empire that's ever voted or prayed their way out of tyranny. And don't get me wrong, God's going to save my soul, but I think it's on me to save my butt.
Yeah, no, of course, that doesn't excuse us from doing our part and what we can. And yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. And we're already seeing it happen. We're already seeing some rebellious things happening to get people the resources they need. They're in Hurricane Helene. And so we need to see even more of that. But thank you for your phone call. Let's go to who's waiting, Chuck in Louisiana.
How you doing, Christy?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Good. Just driving through the rain in southern Mississippi. I just wanted to call in. I'm infuriated about what's going on with FEMA. I used to be a FEMA inspector. It's almost 12 years to the day that I found out who Alex Jones was and called into his show. Not even ever heard his show before about what we did in Philadelphia. We were having people double dip. So I would go in for one storm and another inspector would come in for another storm to the same address. And we'd give them tens of thousands of dollars because it was a blue city. Mm. The Congress in 2011 created a new law for Obama and he was the first one to use it. I don't know if anybody else used it. To declare any area a natural disaster area without the governor of that state asking for federal assistance. And the next day, 70 of us were sent into Philadelphia with hundreds more to follow and FEMA going door to door, signing people up, whether they thought they had damages or not. And we were going in and fixing row houses that were passed on from parent to child since the Civil War. They were row houses built for runaway slaves. And they were falling in on themselves, and we were giving them tens of thousands of dollars for each storm. That was Hurricane Irene and Hurricane Lee, 4025 and 4026. Those are the storm numbers. And since then, winter storms have been named or numbered so that FEMA can hand out money to blue states. Now, I was not arrested, but threatened with arrest for trying to call kids in the CPS that were living in crack houses, drug dens, with open prostitution going on in front of me in these places. I mean, it was absolutely disgusting. And when I threatened to call these kids in because they wouldn't do anything about it, even one girl talking about murdering her child while she smoked crack in front of me, like 3 feet away from stomping beside her infant that was probably 2 weeks old laying in a pile of trash, stomping beside its skull, screaming expletives at it to shut up right in front of me. And when I called in, they threatened to arrest me because it wasn't the first time I called in. I met a lady and I started turning in babies. That's what she did, was rescue babies. And she was one of my, I was leaving after that one, but she convinced me to stay and started handing over addresses. So I hope those children are all right and breathing to this day.
Yeah, it seems like this has been the tactic. They demonize the people that are trying to help, those that expose people. Those are the ones that are attacked. I mean, we were just talking about it. Tina Peters, she was trying to do the right thing. We all knew that something fishy was going on, and so she was doing her job as an election official to try and get the evidence to the proper people. And she's had to face all of this attack and ultimately gets 9 years of prison from a judge who is like, oh, well, you don't even have remorse about the fact that you did nothing wrong. And you're privileged. You're privileged after losing your son and your husband, but you're privileged because what? The color of her skin? It's absolutely disgusting. Obviously, you have personally experienced these attacks. Yes, no question we're in a spiritual battle, and the good guys are the ones that they're coming after and trying to throw away. All right, we have to take a quick break. Continue to support InfoWars. These may be the final days, but that doesn't mean that you don't support. So I'll be back on the other side.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, Christy Lee here. And for Harrison Smith, we got a Patriot baby boom. We're all doing our part to make babies. The globalists want to kill the babies off. The demons Well, you know, we can keep on making more. Are you doing your part to make babies? Make babies great again. Harrison just had his. We've had a bunch of other people pregnant up in here. I'm pregnant again. Didn't even mean to be. My goodness, these babies going to be 13 months apart. I'm going to lose my mind. I did not want to be pregnant back to back, but here I am. And I believe it's because we're having a patriot baby boom. Next generation here to save America. Make babies. Okay. Anyways, we've been talking about how the great replacement, we can be the great replacement. Make those babies. But obviously, here it is, leading report. Illegal immigration populations have increased by hundreds of percent in swing states during the Biden administration. This is how bad it is. Georgia, 401%. North Carolina, 446%. Pennsylvania, 241%. Oh my gosh. Arizona, 734%. Are you kidding me? This is how bad it is, guys. Like, this is insane, and they call this a racist theory. No, this is happening. And, you know, as one of the callers said, they're in North Carolina. Well, if you're up in the mountains, you're a Trump supporter. Oh, sorry, you might not get your vote counted. But if you happen to be somebody that was shipped in and is probably looting, no need, because of the emergency, you don't need to show your ID or anything, or you don't need to show any proof of registration. Go ahead and vote. This is what it's all about, obviously. It's all coming back to that. You know what? Stephen from Florida is infuriated with hurricane response criminals running, and we have a couple minutes. So, Stephen, get your comment in.
Yeah, good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Okay, so here's the thing. If everybody remembers, Alex Jones many times, and I'm convinced this was directed weather weapons. That's what I want to refer to it as. It's like, there's a parallel with this situation in last year in Maui in Hawaii with direct energy weapons. They caused that fire, and then they sent people into that fire to kill them on purpose.
Yes.
To get that land. Okay, well, yep. Look at this situation. Dr. Bob Bowman, who was in the Star Wars project under Reagan, Alex interviewed him many times. He ran for Congress here in Florida. He's passed away since then. But he said they've had these weather weapons since at least the 60s. But if you look at the report that Greg Reese put out yesterday, I think it was, or a couple days ago, he shows this goes all the way back to 1947 with Project Cirrus. Okay, they've been doing this. They've directed, dry ice into the clouds. Now they have other, you know, metallic nanoparticle stuff in the HARP project, but they can change the direction. He showed this yesterday, Greg. They can change the direction of a hurricane that's going out to the, you know, the Atlantic. And the first one they did this with, it ended up hitting Savannah, Georgia, back in the 40s. And like your previous caller said, you know, Johnson, criminal Lyndon Baines Johnson, bragged about this. They've been doing this stuff for years. So here's my bottom line. These people caused this hurricane. It's basically, and by the way, Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. Mike Adams has had him on many times. You guys need to get Dane Wigington on because he's probably the foremost authority about this. But what they do is they take a naturally occur, a God-made storm, and they will alter it because they play God just like they would do with everything else and change the course of it. So here's the bottom line. They sent this storm against these areas, North Florida, South and North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia and Virginia. Why? Because they're predominantly Trump voters.
Yep.
They want to kill these people. That's
absolutely
why I'm seeing reports of people, you know, posting online saying FEMA is arresting people now. They're
We're
saying,
trying
don't
to save
send
these people.
Supplies.
Yeah, Stephen, we got to go to break. Stephen, we got to go to break. But that is the ultimate point. These people are evil. There is no doubt in my mind. They want to kill Trump supporters just as they've already tried to kill Trump twice. They want people to starve to death. They want them to suffer. But we're going to have more. We're going to have hope as well after this.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension, and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee.
Welcome back. Christy Lee here filling in for Harrison. Congratulations to Harrison on his baby. We're making babies great again. We're the next generation. We're the great replacement theory, okay? Make them babies. These people are killing off their generations. It's up to us to have a patriot boom. All right. All right. We want to remind you to support, of course, Alex Jones. I want to remind you of the verse of the day, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Stand on this verse, even in the darkest hour, even after, you know, Tina Peters, I talked about her earlier, being convicted. You know, all of this can be turned around because we're going to stand on and pray on God's word. We have tons of people that are taking 40 days. They're in the midst of their prayer and fasting right now. Pray to lift them up. If you're not able to fast right now, pray and tell that they will continue to be strong. We need to repent and ask for God's grace to restore our land. It can happen. All of this can be turned around. We can get another pause, but it is gonna take everyone coming together to repent and plead on our knees for God to heal this land, give us a little bit more time to bring more people into his kingdom. So, central message of the day. Now, if you know a little bit about my background, you'll know that I'm a recovering propaganda puppet for the mainstream media machine, but I was able to break free from that, much to my dismay of finances and so many other struggles, but it is well worth it to be committed to the truth and to answer God's calling and purpose, constantly trying to seek that. Don't always know how I'm doing, but that is the goal. I'm so grateful. Truly, I could never have survived in the current structure of what journalism has become. It is laughable. It is so absurd. It is so brazen at this point. We saw that in the debates. A whistleblower even said and was sounding off that that was all set up, that she was, in fact, given sample questions, which were the questions, that, of course, you know, Trump was fact-checked and they lied in the fact-checks about him. She didn't get any fact-checks. I mean, it was such a debacle. And then we had to see it all over again with some bitter, smug hags, two women moderators, for these men in the Vance and Walls debate. But I will say, I was ripping my hair out with the Trump debate. I'm like, come on, Trump, you're missing this opportunity. You're missing this opportunity. Like, come on. But Vance was better. That was encouraging. But there's even more coming out about that and how ridiculous and biased that was. So, yes, it certainly wouldn't. I don't know how these people hold their head up. I mean, this is just so absurd how ridiculously biased, how they're just a Pravda arm of the government anymore. I mean, that's the thing that kills me, is one of the highest tenets of journalism is supposed to be being a voice for the voiceless, but we don't get to hear from them. They're censored. There's even more calls for censorship. Stupid Adam Schiff is calling on that again, as well as so many others. And then to hold those in power accountable, And you do not see that. You see network mainstream media just carrying the water for the government. I mean, for God's sakes, when it came to the whole pets being eaten in Haiti story, they said that was debunked because of a press release, because of an authority figure. When I first entered the business of journalism, they specifically told me, you know, it's always going to be easier to make your deadline to get like a city official or something on camera. But, you know, it's your responsibility, boots on the ground, talk to real people. We didn't even see that at the network level. I mean, that was just basic local news advice. But they can say, like, hey, a city official says this isn't happening, so we're not even going to go and we're not even boots on the ground talk to people, actual people, serve the public like the like journalists are supposed to do. It's just absolutely sickening. I'm getting off track. But here's another example. James O'Keefe now exposing what we already knew. MSNBC, carrying the water. Just it should be MSDNC. Watch this little teaser for the next expose. Yes.
So do you feel like MSNBC is doing enough to help the Harris campaign?
I mean, they're doing all they can.
Meet Basil Hamden, a writer and producer for MSNBC's weekend show, Iman. Basil also reveals that, quote, what her message of the day is their MSNBC's message of the day.
What have they done to help the Harris campaign?
Amplify her message. What her message of the day is their message of the day.
Hamden revealed that MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece and is doing anything to get Kamala elected. Hamden says this news network is indistinguishable from the Democratic Party.
So is MSNBC just like doing whatever it takes to get Kamala elected?
Yes. It hammers home the point that I'm making, that this news network is indistinguishable from the party.
Are they just the Democratic Party's mouthpiece?
Exactly.
MSNBC is the Democratic Party's mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Basil calls MSNBC viewers brainwashed and states that MSNBC made their viewers dumber over the years.
Viewers get mad at the guests or the host if the host were to criticize Democrats. They've made their viewers dumber over the years. I think brainwashing and dumbing down.
It's bad.
Aggressive.
I get it.
Helps Trump.
When she's delivering these messages now, I think she keeps getting better.
Kamala Harris is telling the truth. That hate campaign against Kamala Harris has begun. They purposefully pronounce her name wrong.
But as a black woman, the product of a mixed marriage, she's an inspiration.
I don't know, Nicole, vote for her or don't vote for her, but isn't it great to just have a positive conversation right now?
Last week, we saw Vice President Kamala Harris's first mainstream media solo interview of her presidential run with MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle. Many people were stating how much of a softball interview it was. Here's a clip from that.
I just want to ask you yes or no. At any point in your life, have you served two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
on a sesame seed bun,
working at a
So stupid, so disgusting. It's absolutely insane. I don't know how these people have no shame. But, I mean, he's, like, laughing about it. Yeah, people are stupid. We're making them stupider. Yeah, we're another part of Kamala's, her press team. It's so funny. It's funny because people were saying, like, how have these people not realized by now that they're, if the conversation goes there and you're on a date with some random person that they're not being filmed? Like, how are they not getting it? Here's why they don't get it. Because they're in their own elite Aryan bubble. They don't even see these videos. They don't even know that this is going on because they're so out of touch with reality. They're so out of touch with us and what we see that they don't know. They're just concerned with fulfilling their pleasures and they haven't caught on to how easy it is to expose them time and time again. James O'Keefe was supposed to be on with me this morning, but he isn't feeling well right now, so pray for him. Who knows, with all of the exposure that he is contributing to, he may be under some, I'm always suspicious, like, I'm not feeling well. Have I been bio virus attacked right now? But yeah, I mean, we who knows anymore with what could happen. All right, let's go to Wild in Wisconsin, who wants to talk about this hurricane that we've been talking about.
Hey, Christy, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Yeah, long time no see. Congratulations on the baby. That's great news.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
And in researching him, he's really big into the weather weapon stuff. I consider him the father of weather weaponry because he was talking about it in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And Jones talks about Doppler, and you had a caller before, and Jones also talks about cloud seeding with the silver iodine salt. But I think the biggest technology that's used for the weather control is using static electricity because it's one of the main drivers of storms. when you have water and air rushing against each other. And they'd make these giant tubes that are like 900 feet long by 100 feet wide, and rub cotton and leather on them for months to build up a static charge. Mm. And then they can discharge it all at once. And Nikola Tesla and Donald Trump's uncle were also involved in similar projects where they were making them underground in a vacuum chamber because the temperatures would get so hot that the ceramic connectors would explode. So they decided that the best place to put them was in space. And I'm convinced they have these suckers in space because if you think about it, the ultimate weapon, not only to control food, where you could disrupt the weather and troop advances and really change also the conscious existence of like people living day to day. I'm convinced they're using weather weapons day to day just to control crime in the U.S. People are about 70% less likely to go outside and interact with other people if it's bad weather. Everybody knows that. And I just wish that people would wake up to the fact that such technology exists and has existed for a long time, because as you see with this, you know, hell Hurricane Helene, you know, they're literally killing people. And I think proof positive in the fact that it's weather control is that there is no response. The U.S. government could have helicopters there within hours, and they choose to let the people drown. So I don't know. I just wanted to kind of put that out there. If people research Nikola Tesla, it's super interesting stuff. He was even able to create ball lightning. And everyone knows with Nikola Tesla, he's infamous being around the Tesla coil, which is just radiating lightning. He would use storms to collect energy. And he could beam from one place, one laboratory, bouncing off the atmosphere, energy, great distances. He was able to go over the North Pole, and people independently saw a beam, glowing beam of energy in the air going over to Russia. And on Twitter, a similar thing was posted by a gentleman where you can see this swath of air probably about 5 miles wide pointed at the hurricane, just glowing purplish pink. And according to what he says, they use a laser as a conduit to transmit electricity. I know it's kind of nerdy science stuff, but I thought it was
no, I find it very fascinating. And actually, I was just interviewing on one of my other shows, Troy Anderson. He is the author of Trump Code, and he was talking about some of these things as well. So definitely nerd out with that kind of stuff as well. It is truly fascinating, but ultimately, it's just astounding and shocking.
And he was a Christian.
Yeah. I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know that.
He was one of the only Christian scientists, and he said all his inventions came from God, and mm-hmm. that he separated himself from the other people who were industrialists, J.P. Morgan, mm-hmm. and other people who wanted to use his technology for bad because they were godless.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not going to let these people ruin my life work and use my technology for bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. They totally did. They totally did.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for your phone call. Need to move on to some other stuff. But thank you so much for your phone call. And yes, that is very fascinating. We are going to be speaking very soon with the producer and director of this movie, Kidnap and Kill, an FBI Terror Plot. If we have the trailer ready, I would like to play that just to get you ready for this important interview. I do want to ask William from Arkansas to stay on the line. I'm going to try and get to you here momentarily. But let's go ahead, if we can, play this trailer. We're going to be talking to the producer of this film.
And we go now to new developments in the plot to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 13 suspects arrested, including 7 alleged members of a right-wing militia group.
Who are preparing to kidnap and possibly kill me.
The defense claims the FBI, through undercover agents and informants, were behind the plan, and that Fox and Croft were duped into going along with it.
What the FBI did is unconscionable.
It's almost like they had their evidence, had their facts, and created the crime.
Let's get a plan together to attack our governors all at the same time.
We can cloud the water. We can send everybody into disarray and chaos.
He's the perfect chameleon. He knew exactly what to say, how to say it.
Dan Chappell was the driving force of it all.
He was there to lead. He was there to orchestrate.
I think he viewed us as an opportunity.
Everything here is a lie or a manipulation.
It's almost impossible to fathom how brazen, how bold, and how dangerous these individuals were.
Thank you to the fearless FBI agents.
Inside the takedown of the FBI agent who led one of the nation's biggest domestic terror investigations.
If you can think of a synonym for patriots, think of terrorists.
You're seeing the exact same methodology being used without difference.
Everything about this case was a terrorism attack, I agree, by the FBI.
Unlimited power, unlimited money.
My biggest fear is being, you know, called a terrorist from the nation that I love.
Your entire life could be taken away from you for something you didn't do.
What they've
such
done.
Such an important film. We can come out of this right now. Such an important film. We're going to be talking to the producer of this. You know, do not forget about this. You know, this is something that we have so much chaos going on, and you may have forgotten about the whole fake Gretchen Whitmore kidnapping hoax. Do you guys remember that show? I think it was Too Close to Truth, because that's not the name, but I'm saying there was a show for a while, and it was about, like, basically these, like, lizard people aliens, and they were disguised, and there was the leader was a woman. I can't remember what show this was. It was years ago. I knew somebody would know. Just when they showed that clip of Gretchen Whitmore talking, and she was, like, so stoic, like, robotically still, and, like, saying, I was attacked. It totally reminded me of that main star in show V. I'm like, yeah, she probably is a flippin' lizard person. But anyways, important topic, because they're trying to revive the January 6th hysteria. That was the other part of the debates that was really maddening for me. Is in both debates, they tried to ramp up this January 6th nonsense that is so many years old. We still don't have a report on it, for God's sakes. And they don't even mention the fact that our former president was nearly killed, an attempt on his life twice already. There's a whole Iran plot against him. That doesn't even get mentioned in the debate. Are you kidding me? This is someone's life, a former president that was shot at, hit in his ear. And it could have been so much different. We could have all watched his head blow up, but that wasn't big enough to talk about on the debate. Are you kidding me? We're going to revive and try and build up hysteria about something that happened way before that. It's just unbelievable to me. Just to hit real quick, Jack Smith is trying to coordinate with reviving this narrative by going against the Supreme Court immunity, ruling and continuing to power forward, and he releases this motion to argue that he was a private citizen then. And even the CBS News legal contributor said, yes, these allegations become public. No, it's not too different that it's it's detailed, because this is a response to the ruling from the Supreme Court that was fairly vague. But there is a level of detail that there is a level of detail that one doesn't normally see in motion filings. So even this legal contributor is kind of alluding to the fact that this could breach his right to a fair trial, because this is all public and it's very detailed, and obviously it's because they want to build up this January 6th hysteria. Meanwhile, we still, nearly 4 years later, don't have the Inspector General report. It was alluded to in testimony that there was confidential human sources. We still don't know how many. And it's a game changer, undermines the establishment media narrative that they want to blame everything on Trump and act like this is the worst thing ever. And so Thomas Massie is calling for that before the election, because, of course, they're dragging that until after the election. But we'll see how that goes. All right. I want to go to William real quick before we go to break and hear from him.
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Thank you for waiting, William. Sorry it took so long to get to you.
Oh, no. Thank you for having my call. You're doing a good job. You're as informed as all the rest of them. You're the light side of Orrin Schroyer, for sure, and Alex. You know, I've only disagreed with one thing with a lot of the message that people want to put out, in the sense of you're going to have to pray. I'm a believer in a creator, but God didn't create this situation. He's not going to fix it. He's not the one with his hands on the big red button, right? There are premeditated individuals out there that need to be stopped. And that's just all there is to it. If we're going to talk biblically, there's a time for peace, love, war, time for strong wine, weak wine, right? And we're sitting here waiting on God, forgetting the one thing that he gave all humanity, free will. Mm-hmm. Free will is what's created this. It's free will that signed the Declaration and the Constitution and the Magna Carta. And, you know, you can talk about any quest for freedom across the planet throughout history by any people. It's the same quest, right? And there's only one way you're going to get it, not asking for it. I'm not asking to be free. Every day, our backs get up against the wall, you know, and I'm sitting here as a soldier. I'm supposed to retire this month. I can. That's not the point. I look at everything that I've worked for and how I got it through the nation that provided the opportunity. And we're throwing that opportunity away. The young people, if you really understood what folks see has been taken from you, you'd be a lot angrier than you are. The anger is not going to rash behavior is not going to fix it.
Well, William, I think you misinterpreted me, because I think we are in agreement. I think it's important to pray and ask for mercy and grace, but I certainly don't think we're just supposed to wait on God. We'll just watch and wait what you're doing. No, I do think that we are called, and we need to make sure we're in tune to see what we're in called to get in the game and see what he wants us to do. So I don't think we're too far off in that.
It's not so much of a disagreement with you and I, because we're talking to millions of people right now that are all being affected.
Yeah.
Right. We talk about this sleeping bear. Right now, there's something poking it. You better leave Cletus in the woods. Right. And these old boys that have been affected by this storm, and why and how, and I've got FEMA credentials. I could go into the specifics of why these search teams got to get rid of the non-professionals in there. Because they do screw up a lot of stuff in the way. You can't communicate. You just can't do it. If you want to be involved, get involved now with your local EMS groups. Get some certifications. They're all free on the FEMA line. You'd be surprised what you can do on there free. But Homeland Security will pay you to do. Pay for it. They won't pay you to do it. They'll pay for training. Okay? So, but I'm on the side of when they're failed for any reason, right, you have to interject. Right now, everybody for the last 100 years or so has been waiting for the government to interject. We talk about this self-independence, self-sufficiency.
Yeah, well, William, I have to take this break, but thank you. The point is, pray, but don't just sit around and wait either. Get involved, and we do thank William for his phone call. We have Christina Urso after this, so don't miss it. We're talking about the dirty feds.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious, because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
It's Friday, October 4th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Christy Lee here. I'm so happy to be back. So happy to be talking to all of you. I've missed you. I truly have missed the InfoWars audience. You're so loyal. You're so dedicated. You're so passionate. You're so loving and supportive. I just love you. Virtual hug. Verse of the day. I want to go over that again is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Pray, and we will see and can stand on God's promises and his word. And we pray that over Alex. We pray that over Tina Peters, who is just sentenced to 9 years. We pray that over the January Sixers. And speaking of January 6ers, they're trying to revive that hysteria just in time for the election. And so this next story is so relevant. As long as they're going to revive that, you know what? We're going to revive this. We're going to revive the hoax that was perpetrated, that was the, I think, dry run for January 6th, essentially. So we're going to be talking to our special guest here in a moment. Want to remind you that, again, I love talking to you guys, so continue to call. There are long hold times sometimes when that happens, and so stand by, listen to the show, hang out until I can get to you, but I will try and get to you when I can. And, again, that number is 1-877-789-2539. and 1-877-789-2539. All right, so we are going to be talking to Christina Urso. So here's who Christina Urso is. She's an independent journalist and director and producer of Kidnap and Kill, an FBI terror plot, and she's actually raising money to finish this important documentary, and we want to make sure that she does get this finished and out, because I think it plays into what they're trying to do with January 6th. They're trying to revive that, make that a thing, of course, just in time for the election. Jack Smith's recent filing served no other purpose than to try and defame Trump just before the election. These people are vicious, they're cruel, and we need to expose just how vicious and cruel they are. And again, stand on God's word that they're maybe suffering right now, but you know, dawn is coming. And so I want to go ahead and welcome in Christina Urso. I thank you so much for working on this. I thank you so much for being here. And I'm excited to talk to you about this, because it's one of those things that I think they've been successfully able to memory hole a bit, but this is even more important than ever right now, right?
Yes, I believe so. Thank you so much for having me on. And you're absolutely correct. This story was, in my opinion, the October surprise back in 2020. It was used to influence and sway that election. And here we are 4 years later. We're at October. We're almost to the day. 3 days from today, these men were arrested, which is insane. And you're right. It, in my opinion, was the dry run for January 6th. And we can talk about that. But it's a massive story. I mean, there's 14 guys who were arrested. There are 20 different unindicted co-conspirators. It's a massive case. There were four trials, and many people forgot about it.
And we don't want to forget about those that are still suffering and behind bars because of it. I mean, it's atrocious when you really dig into this. And because I failed to mention it before, this is also being aired on Patriot.TV. Patriot.TV, it's a show I have counter-narrative there on Patriot.TV, which runs on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, which today is Friday, at 1 p.m. Eastern. So this is a double whammy here, where I'm here on InfoWars, but I'm also going to be there on Patriot.TV for counter-narrative. So just wanted to quickly mention that. I do want to, first of all, like something that I think that a lot of people still don't realize is that it's my understanding that the majority of those accused were actually the infiltrators, right? Is my understanding on that correct?
Well, so it's a big story, but what I will say is that the FBI used a network of 12 informants and two undercover agents to manufacture the appearance of a crime where there really wasn't one. So the entire thing was basically orchestrated by the FBI. To make a long story very short, the FBI infiltrated a prepping group, turned it into a militia, had their informant basically as the leader of the group, took it over. The FBI created a fake national militia group called the Patriot 3%ers. And they also had informants posing as heads of state chapters. And they were trying to orchestrate what they wanted to be a multi-state domestic terror plot to kidnap multiple governors at the same time, which is insane.
Oh my God.
Thank God it didn't happen. But that's what they wanted to do. That was their goal. That was their plan. The FBI organized militia meetings in the lead up to 2020, to the election. They were calling these meetings and basically inviting people that they profiled online that they were targeting. They put them in a room with informants who were saying provocative things and just recorded them. The FBI put on what they call field training exercises. These are the kind of events militia groups do all the time, where they do perfectly legal defensive and medical training. And of course, the FBI put these events on and then filmed these guys basically running through obstacle courses they created, and then used inflammatory speech to make the case that there was some kind of conspiracy to kidnap Whitmer, which wasn't the case at all. The only conspiracy was on the part of the FBI agents who organized the entire thing. And to touch on Whitmer's role in this, she was part of planning and organizing the so-called recon of her own vacation cottage. Like, she picked the date and time, and the FBI picked some guys up. They didn't know where they were going, and they drove them up by her house while the FBI filmed it.
So, of course, it's evil witch.
A complete setup. She was never in any danger. She was kept apprised of the investigation. She knew more about it than the guys that they accused of conspiring to do it. And to talk about the connection to January 6th, because I think this is so important and kind of key for your audience to understand. You can't understand what happened on January 6th if you don't know what the FBI was doing prior to that, in the lead up to it in 2020, they were organizing these militia meetings. They were putting on these training exercises for different groups. And then they claimed that groups like the Three Percenters were dangerous on January 6th. And it's like, well, wait a second. All of these groups had been heavily infiltrated by your informants years prior. The vice president of the Oath Keepers turned out to be a longtime FBI informant. So this is like, this is very serious. And the main agent in charge, the agent who is head of the Detroit field office overseeing this investigation during 2020, is a man named Stephen D'Antuono. 1 week after these men were arrested in October of 2020, he's promoted by Christopher Wray to be the guy in charge of D.C. on January 6th. He was made the assistant director of the D.C. field office. And why there's the connection here is people forget that during the spring of 2020, there were these anti-lockdown rallies that were happening, and one of them happened at the Michigan Capitol. And the FBI had already infiltrated a group called the Wolverine Watchmen. They had their informant there as basically the leader, brought a group of these guys there in full kits. They went through COVID screening, but the media presented it as the guys stormed the state capitol. And so there's these pictures of them inside the capitol. And what people don't know is that the FBI was overseeing the entire thing. They had their agents in a mobile command center watching it. Their agents called the Lansing Capitol Police and told them, stand down, open the doors, and let everybody in so that the FBI could get this photo op that they could use to seed this narrative about these groups that we're going to be storming capitals, and people need to understand that. We have found incredible evidence. Yeah, there's the picture of them inside, that where the FBI led them there, told the Capitol Police, let them in. These guys did nothing. They stood in line for COVID screening for an hour. They occupied the building. They peacefully protested and then left after 4 hours. But the narrative was right-wing domestic terror groups storming the Capitol on Trump's orders, right? Because Trump said, stand back and stand by. And he had tweeted out, liberate Michigan, liberate Virginia, and a couple other states. And it's interesting that those were all the states that the FBI had targets in to try to get this multi-state plot off the ground that never got off the ground. It just really was nothing.
You know, you shared a video on your channel, and it was from Brandon Caserta, and he was talking about different elements of this, you know, and again, he is someone who spent 18 months in prison and had his life ruined because of all this. But he talks about how in discovery, you can even find in discovery these feds texting to each other being like, we can't get them to plan anything. like they're not actually doing anything. Yet when it came time to convict, like they were able to just somehow be like, oh, there was planning. And then he also pointed out something interesting in that video about how they were convicted and pointed out in the documents that there was these organizations formed, but every single organization was named and formed by the feds. And then the other bullet point of this that is also interesting is they blatantly violated their own code of ethics and their own rules and procedures, because it says in their documents that they're not supposed to introduce like drugs or alcohol, but that's how they were able to convict some of these guys, is they literally brought them weed and got them high and waited for them to say something stupid. Like how on earth drove them around
to excursions across the country, giving them marijuana and alcohol, saying, you know, hypothetically speaking, what would you do in this kind of scenario? Recording the response, playing that out of context in court. And what happened during these trials, and you know, many people don't know this, is that they were prevented from introducing many exculpatory evidence like that. They were prevented from introducing the evidence of the misconduct of all three of the handling agents. So if you can't introduce evidence, every single witness they tried to call, the government said, you're an unindicted co-conspirator. And if you testify, you may be charged. You know, you're under investigation. That's called witness intimidation and witness tampering. So they were able to prevent them from introducing evidence. They weren't allowed to call witnesses. The government lost the first trial, by the way. They had zero convictions. Brandon was acquitted. Daniel Harris was acquitted. And there was a mistrial on Adam and Barry. So the government, you know, being completely embarrassed, they have a 99% conviction rate. When the the defense's entrapment. They usually win. So them losing was a big deal. They had to retry Adam and Barry in this hasty retrial where, again, they couldn't introduce evidence. They couldn't call witnesses. But then the government, well, the courts, took the additional step of putting time limits on the defense to cross-examine the key guys who took plea deals. But they didn't put time limits on the prosecutors. So this issue, these men are trying to appeal their wrongful convictions. That issue is at the Sixth Circuit right now. We're waiting for a ruling from the Sixth Circuit that hopefully Adam and Barry will get a new trial. And for the state guys, it was even worse. For their trial, they weren't allowed to mention that two men had been acquitted. The government could say and show videos of Daniel and Brandon, but the defense couldn't say, hey, those guys you just saw a video of, they were acquitted. It's stunning to me how that can happen. And then we call this a fair trial. It's just disgusting what is done and what continues to be done to these men. Five of them are still in prison right now. Adam and Barry are at Florence Supermax. Barry is a father of four. This is shameful. And people really don't know the full story of the Michigan case. They don't know that it was bigger than Michigan. It wasn't just about Michigan. It was about painting a narrative. In the lead up to the election, it was about swaying the election, but trying to get this multi-state plot off the ground, which is just insane. And the FBI shouldn't be allowed to do these things.
And so how did they get away with that? I mean, who can we point the finger at in terms of, is it just because so many of these courts are captured that they're able to set these unreasonable rules and just completely have it be against the defendants?
Yeah, and this is many of the J6 defendants are experiencing the same thing, where the government is basically running your trial. They are the ones. You have to trust that they're going to give you all of your Brady material, so all of the exculpatory information. Well, for J6ers, many of that information, they're not even getting until after they were convicted or after their trial. Why are they not getting crucial evidence they're supposed to have? And the courts are terrified, I'll tell you, of the federal government. They're scared of the FBI. They're scared to go up against, you know, these people. And I'm sorry, but for judges in Michigan, you think they're going to go against the governor of their state? They're going to rule against her? She got to deliver Gretchen Whitmer a 3-minute long, highly prejudicial victim impact statement for the guys that were charged at the state level in Jackson County. And in this statement, she talks about how she always fears for her life. Well, she put her book out and admits in the book, never has she ever feared for her life. So she just lies and gets away with it. They allow these agents to come in and commit perjury on the stand. Nothing is ever done about it. It's not pursued. The FBI themselves are never held accountable. So it's very dark, and it doesn't bode well for our country right now. People need to know what happened. I think that's why getting films like this out is so crucial, because the media lies about this stuff, too. These men were convicted in the court of public opinion on day one before any of the discovery had come in. The media framed these men as white supremacist, right-wing domestic terrorists.
So many of the things that you're saying, it sounds like they should just be automatic grounds for mistrial. You know, the fact that the jury was predisposed to see them as terrorists before their trial even started. And the fact that they didn't get the evidence that they were supposed to get. I mean, it seems like that's grounds for a mistrial, but ultimately, who decides that? And that's why they can't get the mistrial, because they're corrupted as well?
Well, we're waiting on the Sixth Circuit. And the Sixth Circuit, so they asked for briefings were held, oral arguments were held on Adam and Barry's appeal back in May. They asked for additional briefings in, I believe, June or July about if we allowed in the exculpatory evidence. So this is all of the evidence of literally the informants planning the whole thing. There's text messages between the handling agents and the informants literally telling them, invite this person, try to bring this person. Oh, that person's leaving the group. You got to bring him back in, convince everybody that they have good ideas. Like literally all of that evidence that the Sixth Circuit is asking, if that evidence was allowed to be presented, would that have changed the outcome of the trial? We know the answer is yes, because that first trial ended in zero convictions for the government and a mistrial on Adam and Barry. They were very close to acquitting Adam and Barry. Had they been able to actually see all of the evidence, these men wouldn't be in jail. So right now, my concern is that the Sixth Circuit is being political right now during an election time. They don't want to give the ruling that we all know they're going to give. They wouldn't be waiting to give a ruling if they weren't going to give these guys a new trial. I believe they're waiting until after the election, and the courts should not be politicized. Justice is supposed to be blind, meaning these innocent men sitting in prison away from their children should not have to wait until after an election for the Sixth Circuit to give a proper ruling on this. And then the men at the state level who were tried, to try to make this brief, I know we don't have a lot of time, but those men were charged with providing material support to gang affiliation and felony firearms. How do you provide material support to the FBI's fake plot? Well, you allowed somebody to do medical training on your property, or you taught somebody how to tie a tourniquet. Did you just provide material support to a plot? It's ridiculous on its face. The gang affiliation, they now claim, and this is for, I want everybody to listen to this. If you are five or more people and you have similar beliefs in your maybe shooting guns in your backyard, the government can now call you a gang and charge you as a gang. This also means, by the way, that like little clubs or groups, now you can be considered a gang if the government wants to go after you for fake conspiracy charges. They've also used this case to try to push through legislation they have pending now called the Preventing Private Paramilitary Activity Act of 2024, which is essentially trying to criminalize regular people doing defensive and medical firearms training themselves, which is ridiculous. But that's where we are. And so these men who were charged at the state level, they were, again, not allowed to present evidence after they were convicted on the eve of their appeals. These men have not been charged federally. The Michigan Department of Corrections ships them to federal BOP facilities across the country. They sent one to Pekin, Illinois, one to Schuylkill, Pennsylvania, one to FCI Gilmer in West Virginia. Why are these men being shipped there? Well, they needed to cut off communication with their lawyers. They needed to delay their appeals, prevent them from having access to a Michigan law library to prepare for their defense. Their attorneys have shown that they're supposed to be attorney-client privileged phone calls have been monitored by a third party. Gee, who could that be? The FBI, I would venture to guess. And so this is tampering in these men's appeals. It took 11 months for us to get them back to the state of Michigan, and we find out that there's emails showing that the MDOC moved these men before they had done a security review, and they moved them, they claim, because of what they wanted to do to our supervisor. Their supervisor is Whitmer. She's the head of the MDOC. And the person who signed off on the transfer orders is just three steps below her. Was this woman trying to curry favor by moving these men out and interfering in their appeals? Why haven't their appeals even started yet, 1 year after they were supposed to begin? And we're just getting them back now? I'm sorry, I don't have faith in the Michigan court system at all. I don't think they should even have the ability to adjudicate this case because I think they're just so prejudiced against it just because Whitmer is the governor. I just think it's insane. So these men, they believe that their only hope to get justice is for their story to get out. They hadn't had a chance to tell their story. They were told not, they didn't need to testify at trial. Their public defenders, in my opinion, walk them into lengthy prison sentences, and they could be incarcerated until 2063.
That's insane. That is so insane. And so I only have about 4 minutes left with you, but I want to remind folks that the least that we can do is get their story out since they weren't able to basically get their story out in court. And you need to finish this documentary in its totality and get it out. You're fundraising for that. Where do they do that at?
You can support the film, you can find the trailer, and you can find information also on how to write to the guys and help them and their families on our website. It is kandkfilm.com, the letter K. The documentary obviously is called Kidnap and Kill, an FBI Terror Plot, so I didn't want to buy a domain of like kidnapandkill.com, because if I'm not on a list, like I would be then. So right. I just did the letters kandkfilm.com. From there, you'll be able to find ways to support the documentary, which is crucial because these men don't have 3 years to wait for me to like raise the funds. We need to get this out now. We need to meet our fundraising goal. And if we do meet that funding goal, that gives me the ability, it empowers me to hire the people I need to just get this out as quickly as possible. And I think that's what these men deserve.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you this. If Trump is able to get in, does he have the power to forgive them? Or has there been any talk about that?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. If President Trump is listening, you know, or anybody on his team is listening, I know he's talked about similar things for the January Sixers.
Right.
I don't want the Michigan men to be forgotten.
Yes.
They are connected to the January 6th couldn't have happened without this Whitmer hoax case.
It's all connected.
These men shouldn't be forgotten. Trump has the ability. He could pardon Adam and bury the men charged federally. But unfortunately, the guys charged at the state level, he wouldn't have the ability to help them. So we need to help them. And we do that by getting their stories out. And also, one thing I want to add, too, is that some of these men were veterans. Daniel Harris was a Marine. He served our country. He came back, and this is what our government did to him. They tried to take away his freedom and destroy his life. He was just 24 years old. Paul Beller was in the Army. He was 20 years old when he was arrested. He just turned 25 in prison. These are people who served our country, our veterans. They come back, and our government wants to frame them as terrorists. We can't allow that to happen in this country. It's shameful and it's disgusting. And it's even more shameful that we have a weaponization committee who has done nothing to look into January 6th or this case.
Yeah, that's
shame on them for that.
It's sick. It's truly sick. We have to do whatever we can to make a difference. I mean, and then I covered earlier that Thomas Massie is calling for the release of the January 6th Inspector General report because, of course, they want to hold that off until after the election. In testimony, he inferred that there were confidential human sources present, but he didn't have the number in front of him. So, I mean, it's a confirmation that this was essentially a continuation of what they had practiced with the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping hoax. And I mean, that's truly telling what you mentioned earlier about the person in charge of the FBI in the kidnapping was then promoted just before, you know, the January 6th thing went. I mean, like, that's
he participates in the raid in Mar-a-Lago, and then he leaves the FBI altogether right after being promoted to head of the D.C. field office. Come on, guys. That's a little bit weird. Also, one thing to add, we mentioned Thomas Massie looking into the number of informants. There is still information in the Whitmer case that is kept under protective seal. They won't release it. They're hiding. They don't want people to know the full extent of what the government did and how bad it was. They need to unseal the discovery also. There's no reason to keep this stuff under protective seal. All of the cases have been adjudicated. We're just waiting on 5 appeals now. That's no reason not to release this stuff. All of the men, all of the defendants, they want it released. They're saying unseal it. We want everybody to see it.
Hey, Christina, I got to go, but where should we go? What's the website?
KNKfilm.com. Thank you so much.
KNKfilm.com. You're going to find all the information there. Get acquainted with it. Support her work. So important. It's all connected, folks. We'll be back after this.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Journal. This is Christy Lee filling in today for Harrison Smith. Congratulations on his new baby. We're having a Patriot baby boom. Make America babies again. So that's what's going on. We have 1 hour left already of the show. We're going to be getting back to your phone calls. We're going to be taking lots of phone calls at the end of this hour. But we want to get to our next guest, Mandy she's going to have to help me with her last name, Gunasekara, I think. And she is the former EPA chief of staff. And she had a brilliant exchange. Let's play a little bit of that exchange that she had because it's just so fun to watch. Let's watch that.
I have a prepared opening statement that I'll get into in just a second. But Ranking Member Raskin, you reiterated and have created a boogeyman that just isn't there. I did author the EPA chapter on Project 2025. But in the course of that, I did not work with President Trump, with any of the people who work for him directly or his campaign. And it is very misleading to suggest that there's any coordination there because I can personally tell you it did not happen. And I am not vying for a position in the next administration. I've actually left D.C. and I've moved to a small town in Mississippi where I interact every day with people who live outside this bubble of gaslighting and misleading. And they actually are dealing with the consequences caused by policy decisions of this administration that isn't defined by progress, but defined by creating unnecessary hardship. I understand why it's hard to think about.
We can pull out of that right now. That goes on for another couple of minutes. You can check that out on her ex pay account. But Raskin's face, he's this smugness like, dang it, she's exposing our gaslighting media lie. I'm going to invite Mandy in real quick. I'll have a couple minutes with her before we have to take another quick break, and then we'll return with her. But Mandy, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, wonderful to be with you, Christy Lee.
How was it getting to look at his face as you exposed the lies?
You know, it was important and necessary. I was just so sick. And I'm sure you've been there if you've ever testified before Congress. The members of Congress, they're on the dais. They control it. They only give you a few minutes to actually speak, but they'll spend all of their time just gaslighting the American public and repeating falsehood and lie after lie. So having my 5 minutes where I knew it was going to be uninterrupted, I did not want to waste a second and just dish it back. And watching his face, I'm not surprised. He knows he's lying, and hence the smug look on his face.
Yeah, that's what's so telling is the look says it all. Like, I feel like he got caught and he wasn't exactly happy about it. Mandy is the author of Y'all Fired, A Southern Belle's Guide to Restoring Federalism. Sorry, I have to go with the accent throughout the whole thing now. Y'all Fired, A Southern Belle's Guide to Restoring Federalism and Training the Swamp. Now, I love the name. Man, you cover so many topics in this book that we're going to be digging into in this interview when I have you for the next at least 20 minutes or so. I love that you got out of the swamp though, you know, right?
Yeah, I did. And I left really in January 2021. I moved back to Oxford, Mississippi. I had been commuting from my original small town, Decatur, Mississippi, through 2018, but moved back and it's been wonderful. Just removing myself from
relationships that are defined by where you lie on the political spectrum or who you work for or what you do in D.C. It is so refreshing. And that is the American people. It's not the cabal of elite in Washington, D.C. that take up a lot of the media news stream. It's the real American people that are out here creating new businesses and new opportunities for themselves and their family. Yes. And they are so optimistic.
Yes, Mandy. And we're going to hear so much more from Mandy. She's delightful. She is looks like me today and green with the red hair. So come tune back in right after this quick break. It's going to be fun.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch live right now at band.video. Check it out.
Yes, welcome back. Christy Lee here. I couldn't be more grateful, happy, and excited to be back in the InfoWars studio after being out for a while. We have Mandy Gunness. I'm going to have her help me with the name. But I just want to remind you that this is also exciting because I have a show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Patriot.tv. Counter Narrative is what it's called, giving you the counter narrative. And so this is actually a double whammy. This is airing on Patriot TV, Counter Narrative, as well as InfoWars. You can check us, check me out there on those times. That's led this by General Michael Flynn. It leads the ship there over at Patriot.tv. General Michael Flynn, who's also a friend of InfoWars. See, we're all sharing alike. So it's good, fun stuff, and happy to be airing on both programs right now. Again, we're talking to Mandy, and she is the author of Y'all Fired, A Southern Belle's Guide to Restoring Federalism and Draining the Swamp. And Mandy, you're so delightful. And I'm so proud of you for working in D.C. and yet not being corrupted. Because too often we see people go to D.C. and then they completely change. And that didn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you go to D.C., you have to understand it's going to be temporary on some level. Otherwise, you will become a part of the permanent state, which is a key source of so many of our problems, whether it's constitutional, the degrading our constitutional republic or the vote of the American worker, or staying true to where you're from and who you represent, not just as a member of Congress. But if you go there from your state or your community, you're representing their experiences and perspectives. So I always told my family, if ever I come home and I'm really cynical, I need you just to like shake me and say, hey, sister, you got to get out of D.C. And luckily I did. And I moved back to just a beautiful, wonderful small town here in Oxford, Mississippi.
Yes. And Mandy, as long as we're talking about who you are, can you help me with your last name so I don't mess it up again? Gunasekara?
You're really close. You're doing it's Gunasekara, but it's okay.
Gunasekara.
It happens all the time.
Gunasekara. Yeah. Oh man, what a Perfect. Strong name. I love it. Sorry about that. That's embarrassing. But yes, she is the author of Y'all Fired, A Southern Belle's Guide to Restoring Federalism, Draining the Swamp. Earlier we played a clip of you sticking it to Raskin, which was beautiful to see. And so you also, I gathered from that, have experience with the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, I'm a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation right now, and I was the author of the EPA chapter for Project 2025, which, again, just to reiterate, President Trump had nothing to do with it. I didn't work with him, his team, or a member of his campaign on it. But nonetheless, Project 2025 is really a representation of where the conservative movement is on things like governance, broad governance, and then agency specific. I led the team on EPA. It was the collective work of so many smart, capable legal scholars, technicians, folks who've worked in the field. And the reason the left is so distraught by Project 2025 is for one of the first times in a long time, we have a plan of action that will be ready to go on day one. Now, of course, the president gets to pick and choose. It is his prerogative to determine what policies ultimately get pursued and implemented. But whatever he picks, there are a team of folks who have figured out what's the best path to get there from a legal and technical perspective, and who are the people who are going to be trained up and ready to go.
And so as your experience in the EPA, there's been all kinds of disasters under the Biden-Harris regime. What's happened in Hawaii there, and then the Ohio East Palestine toxic disaster. And it appears the EPA with folks that I've talked to, independent testers, that they weren't exactly being honest there. And so you have yet another natural disaster, Hurricane Helene, and the Biden-Harris regime is putting out this narrative like, see, it's all our fault. It's the climate change. We're not doing enough to address that. So, I mean, with all of that said, as someone that was from the EPA, what are your thoughts and reactions to all of these things happening and this administration's response to them?
This administration is using climate change as an excuse for their incompetency and their misallocation of resources and distraction from important missions. I saw it at EPA. The mission there is to protect public health and the environment for Americans today. They want to co-opt it for political purposes and say it's about saving future generations from climate change. That's what's going on at FEMA right now. This is an emergency disaster relief organization. That is its mission. But if you go to their strategic outlook and their relative goals that they recently set for 2022 through 2026, the first two items, one is about equity and the second is about climate resilience. They have plenty of funds. They were given $25 billion, but they've been spending it on things that have nothing to do with helping Americans when they face inevitable natural disasters. And one thing on hurricanes, because you hear this all the time, this hurricane season has been relatively light compared just in the grand scheme of how you look at climate trends. That doesn't take away the devastation and destruction and loss of life we've seen with Hurricane Helene. These are terrible situations. But the excuse that this is because of climate change is really a distraction and exposes the dereliction of duty that we've seen time and again from this administration, and the very real consequence is being felt by those rural Americans that feel like they're left alone in Tennessee and North Carolina.
And wanted to get your reaction on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has done a lot of work on the environment, caring about that and holding agencies and corporations accountable. Now he's joined forces with Trump. What was your reaction to that development? Because that was quite the development that not a lot of people saw coming.
I'm really excited by it, and it shows that there is growing momentum outside of Trumplicans and Republicans and conservatives that have really seen front and center the problems of the deep state. RFK Jr., Elon Musk, these are folks that operate outside of that political spectrum and the political fights that see it for what it is, an outsized deep state that is creating hardship for the American people instead of actually implementing important missions. So I see it. It makes me very hopeful. It makes me excited, certainly from a political level leading into the election, but also hopeful that once and for all, there's this convergence of different people and momentum to take on the deep state, rein them in, restore our constitutional republic, and ensure that the states and the individuals have the upper hand, not the unaccountable, unchecked bureaucrats.
Yes, absolutely. And again, the title of Mandy's book is Y'all Fired. And so that's who you're talking about firing, right? The deep state?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not, you know, and I do have to say this. There are some folks who are true civil servants that go about their job in a very serious way. But the problem is there's a lot that are not. And EPA is a breeding ground for these type of activists that not only try to undermine the direction from a president that they politically disagree with, but they try to demean, demoralize, and discredit the political appointees that are part of his team trying to get that work done.
Yeah, and Mandy, you are just so delightful and authentic and true and common sense minded. I gotta say, I am almost taken aback that you were the former chief of staff of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, because it has such a bad name right now. I'm like, how is this person, how were they deep in there? Like, how did that happen? So tell me, did you feel like a fish out of water being in that position?
You know, I was really excited about the opportunity. When I got to D.C., my first internship, I never thought I would ever have an opportunity to work for a Republican president, much less someone like President Trump. So I certainly was a fish out of water, but I was a bit oblivious to it. It hit me smack in the face, though, when I talk about this with some of the harassment I experienced from the deep state. And the craziest thing, Christy Lee, is when you're walking into a room, you never know who is that true civil servant that's going to follow political direction and be a part of the relative team, and who is sitting there stabbing you in the back using the numerous tools available to the deep state to slow down, stop policy developments from occurring, or to try and ruin your life. Be it frivolous investigations or one of the things I talk about when I went internationally to represent President Trump after getting out of the Paris Climate Accord. The State Department was in charge of my lodging, and they repaid me for the help I did with President Trump in getting out of Paris. They repaid me by putting me 45 minutes away from the actual conference in a sex hotel.
Of course. Now, part of the title of your book is Restoring Federalism and Draining the Swamp. And, you know, that was something that Trump had promised the American people that he would do if we elected him in 2016. He had promised to drain the swamp. And I think that there were a lot of people that were frustrated that he trusted the wrong people, and clearly it didn't get drained. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and I understand. I, too, am frustrated by how quickly the left was able to come in and really restructure the deep state in a way that shores them up and allows them to grow. The difference this time is lessons learned. Having served and having people who are help guiding strategy and training up political appointees, but also importantly, vetting them. There were a lot of people who had no business working for President Trump. One, because they're not really Republicans, or number two, they weren't on board with the America First vision. And so there's some people that will put on the cloak of a Republican conservative just to get a job in the deep state, to develop strong relationships, and then to take that downtown to K Street and make money off of it. We don't want those people in the next administration. They're almost worse than the activists in the deep state. So a lot of the work going on now, vetting people, vetting resumes, aligning experience with key roles, is extremely important. And that again, is why projects like Project 2025 or the America First Policy Institute, there's a lot of groups out there trying to be ready and to have already done this type of vetting. So as soon as President Trump wins the election and official transition work begins, we do not lose any time and are ready to go, come January 2025.
And so you retreated back away from evil D.C. and the swamp and back to Mississippi, and you wrote this great book, Y'all Fired, that we're talking about. When Trump returns to the office, let's say it that way, are you thinking about heading back and helping him out?
I will help him out, but I really do not want to go back to D.C. What I want to be, this is the truth, I want to be an Oxford mama. I've got a 10-year-old, I've got an 8-year-old, and I think it's more important for me to be present for them to help shape their life in the ways that I think will lead them to success. That being said, though, my mantra is I'm here to be a cheerleader, not a chief. I will help. I will train. I will be that shoulder to cry on, that person to connect our appointees that actually do go in and fight the fight in the media space, which historically has been a huge void for the conservative movement. They like to use complex topics Republicans traditionally don't like to talk about, be it climate change or energy development. I'm all in, and I know what I'm talking about because I've done it and I've worked with the experts in the field and have a clear vision of who should be calling the shots. And it's not the deep state in Washington, D.C. So I will help. I'm always here for President Trump, but I'm going to be helping from Mississippi.
Wonderful. Do you have anybody in mind that you think should get more involved or should be part of Trump's cabinet, or that you're happy to hear he's already considering?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about Elon Musk and this Department of Government Efficiency. Obviously, some of the other names like Vivek Ramaswamy, he comes from corporate America, and he exposed environmental, social, and governance, which is another version of diversity, equity, inclusion applied to the corporate world. Those sorts of folks, they have the backbone, the courage, and importantly, are detached from the business of DC. So they can make the right decisions, and they won't care about the consequences with regards to the bureaucrat obliteration in Washington, D.C. But they do care about a bright opportunity for America. I'm excited about them. When it comes to energy discussions and environmental protection, you know, my former boss, Andrew Wheeler, his name has been floated a lot. He actually is the perfect person and has the perfect personality to go back in and to get the job done. We have a lot of things set up for the second Trump administration that unfortunately was stolen away from us. So if he has an opportunity to go back in, I just think that that would be a really great decision. But I'm excited to hear two new people that President Trump will no doubt bring into this equation, because the problem before us is immense, and it's going to take new ideas, new vision and creativity, but most importantly, courage.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that is in stark contrast to the cowardly fake people in the Biden-Harris administration. Wanted to get your reaction to, you know, Pete Buttigieg has, he's been called many other names, but I won't say that. But he was out there not doing anything, with the Ohio East Palestine, toxic train derailment thing. Now he's come out in this Hurricane Helene, response and is telling people, you know, if you're private companies, private people trying to help, like stay out, let the government do its job. Just wanted to, again, as someone that was in the government as a former chief of staff of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, what is your reaction to Pete booty plug?
Mayor Pete, he is an absolute disaster and has no business being in the cabinet, much less responsible for the transportation policy of the United States of America. I mean, you've seen all sorts of breakdowns, not just him not showing up at East Palestine, Ohio, after that train derailment. It took over 2 weeks for any member of the Biden-Harris cabinet to actually show up. That's inexcusable. I mean, showing up and talking to people and giving them hope and coordinating logistics and communications, that's so important. And this administration, anytime there's been serious Americans in need, they typically run from it. And then they don't apologize for running from it and creating additional hardship. They try to find ways to wash their hands and blame somebody else for all the problems that they themselves have caused. So Mayor Pete, he's wholly unqualified. I think he got it because he expressed his love for choo-choos. I mean, since when does that make you eligible to serve in an important position in the cabinet for the president of the United States? He's a diversity hire. He's a gay man. He served in the military, so he checks a lot of boxes. And the Biden-Harris administration, that's what they did. They prioritized checking boxes to fit this less version of diversity. And in the process, they've had a lot of really incompetent people in positions of consequence that we, the American people, have to deal with.
Yes, absolutely. That was hilarious. So again, your book is Y'all Fired, A Southern Belle's Guide to Restoring Federalism and Draining the Swamp. And is this your first book that you've ever put out?
It is, yeah. It's my first book.
Awesome. And we've talked about some of what we're going to learn, you know, a little bit about your background, some about the reality of the swamp. What are some other things that we're going to learn and gain from reading your book?
Yeah, I think one of the things, it's in the middle, it's the wonkier section, I would say, for any of those historical buffs or policy nerds. This section's for you. It really does a historical deep dive into how did we get to this position where the deep state is totally out of control. And, you know, I looked at things like passage of the 16th and 17th Amendment. This established income tax and changed how we elect our senators, which really cast senators into this political class of representatives. Initially, they were supposed to be zealous constitutional hawks that understood the implications of changing the application of the Constitution. But all of that changed, and then it created this platform and opportunity come in the FDR New Deal government, where citizens started looking to the government to solve their problems instead of trying to figure it out personally and alongside family, neighbors, and community. And that shift alongside legal decisions like Chevron deference, which recently, we've had a major check, which is hugely important. But all of those together really allowed for the proliferation and growth of the deep state, as well as a Congress that has been willing to rubber stamp budgets time and time again. So the onus isn't just on the next president and the administration. He will obviously have a huge impact, but we need Congress to step up to the plate and to work on really right-sizing and paring back budgets. My suggestion, Christy Lee, is from day one, every agency undergo an exercise where they cut their budget by at least 30%, and that's total resources, appropriated funds, full-time employees, and offices. And that'll be a really good starting place to then continue to whittle away the fat and make sure agencies are fulfilling missions, not being co-opted for the political benefit of the left.
Absolutely. And so again, on your background, I mean, isn't she delightful, folks? I mean, like, can you believe that she was in the EPA? What surprised you? Like, what are we going to learn about your background about when you entered the swamp and do you have any examples of things that shocked you or surprised you or anything like that?
Yeah, well, the swamp doesn't just exist on the Democrat side. It exists mm-hmm. in the Republican side, too. And to me, one of the most eye-opening experiences really was how much time I had to spend pushing back and fighting with our own side of the aisle. Mm-hmm. And that is just going to be so important as we go into the next opportunity. We cannot be derailed by giving people who are not on board and understand that they report to the president. This isn't about boosting your own resume or creating valuable relevance that you can then go sell to corporate America or people who are not interested in restoring the role of the voter in our constitutional republic. We need to be very clear, and that's why the vetting process is going to be very important. But that was shocking to me. It really was. You know, I've been a part of teams, soccer teams and softball teams and cross-country teams, and typically we're all going in the same direction. But that's not the case in Washington, D.C. So you really have to be fully aware of who's around you, where they come from, and that the fight isn't just with the obvious ones on the left or the Democrat Party. It's within some of our own ranks as well.
Yeah. And I mean, what do you see as the motivation for this? Is this truly all about money and lobbyists? I mean, what is the problem here?
Yeah, I think it's the incentive is monetary for people to, you know, make more and have more relevance. Also, you think about this, it's not just the individual. You think about the concept that conflict necessitates relevance. And so if people go in, there's a problem that either they create and then they can solve, or they can create a whole infrastructure of people how to fix it and then take that out with them, they can make a lot of money. So it really is, it's a perverse incentive. We need patriots that are going there to serve and improve the lives of everyday Americans, not just their own relevance and standing among this cabal of DC elites and getting invitations to the coolest party on the block. Who cares about that? But there's a lot of people that are affiliated with what I would characterize not just as the deep state, but the business of DC. And those folks, not all of them, but some of those folks, we need to be very careful who is given key positions going forward.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Mandy. Gunasekara, she's the author of Y'all Fired, Sound Bell's Guide to Restoring Federalism and Draining Swamp. And where's the best place to pick that up, Mandy?
You can grab it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your insight, your dedication, your authenticity. We're saddened that you don't want to go back to demonic DC, but understand why. But we know that you can support from the outside too, and really cherish and uphold that true calling of being a mother. And so pleasure to have you on, and folks, pick up her book, Y'all Fired. Thank you so much, Mandy.
Yeah, thanks, Christy Lee.
You bet. All right, folks, we got about a half hour left that I get to sit here. So would love to hear from you. We talked about a lot of topics today. The hell of the Hurricane Helene, January 6th reboot, the lives of Gretchen Whitmore, and so much more. If there's anything else you want to talk about, call the number 1-877-789-2539. I'd love to chat with you. See you on the other side.
telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
American Journal. Yes, as you heard, Christy Lee back here in the house. So grateful and happy. Love seeing my buddies here. The crew here is outstanding. Best people ever to ever work with. Just good, solid people with hearts of gold who have rode this road of uncertainty, the ups and downs of it. And, you know, I left everything behind, my career, my home, to move to Texas. And so InfoWars became my family. And so it was really sad when the court situation heated up and someone else came in to make the financial decisions, and which led to my kicking out. But, you know, I mean, so gracious and supportive, continued to be, and I continued to help, you know, as I could. And so it's just been great, and I'm so happy to be talking to all of you. And so we're taking your phone calls. So you can get those in 1-877-789-2539. We're going to go ahead and start with, I know there's some of you that have been waiting a long time, so I'm going to get to you, Phoenix. I'm going to get to you, Mark, but we're going to take go real quick to Glenn, because he's in South Carolina and without power, you say, Glenn?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's, I tell you what, we still have communities down here that still don't have power, trees on power lines. I know they're probably triaging like a hospital for it, but it don't seem like they're doing a lot. And, you know, you go on a FEMA website and put in the day that the storm happened, and then you get kicked back by FEMA saying, oh, sorry, that's not the right date for us. And you try to go back in and change your stuff for disaster relief. And I'm like, well, that address already has, you know, a claim for it, so you can't do another one.
Wow. But it just seems like so you're saying that some people are trying to claim that measly $750. And so when they go online and they put the address in, if it says that it's already been claimed, do you think there's people coming in and fraudulently making some of these claims of this little amount of money that people are counting on?
Well, I know what happened to me. I put in the, you know, the date that the storm happened and the power got cut off and everything, because I was going to make a claim for a good bit of meat I lost. And they came back and told me, well, that's not the right date. And then I tried to go back in and make another claim, and it told me, well, you already have a claim made for this address. So
what a mess.
Sorry about your luck.
Yeah, what a mess. So sorry you're going through that, Glenn.
All right, man. Well, hey, we appreciate everything y'all are doing, and God bless, and y'all take care.
Yes, you too, Glenn. Yeah, here's another situation that's going to be ripe for fraud. People are probably going to just be able to go online and put in people's addresses that lives have been destroyed and take that little bit of money that they're being offered. It's just absolutely insane what's going on. So Phoenix has been waiting a real long time. So Phoenix, I wanted to go to you. And yeah, you could say that the theme of this show is our need to turn things around and prosecute the government. So Phoenix from New York, thank you for being here.
Yeah, I just want to say that we have more than enough money to deem our government as a criminal mafia, and we need to hit everyone, Republican and Democrat, with the RICO Act, just for what they did with Operation Warp Speed. The mask on the kids needs to be deemed as an act of terrorism. Anthony Fauci needs to get locked up immediately. He was on the congressional hearings, the same guy. I know they're operating under the Smith Modernization Act, and that's a wartime propaganda act against the American people, but that does not absolve you. That alone is tyranny, and the right to abolish everybody in the government's got to get out, just for that alone. But and every parent out there, you need to get a class action lawsuit for the terrorization of your kids with those masks. That has to happen.
Yes.
So we can get discovery. You have to do that. Every parent, and that's what we should be doing. I don't understand why we got this guy Robert Barnes and this platform, and we're not organizing mass class action lawsuits. You know what I mean? Instead, you're sticking up for Trump, the guy that rolled out the poison. Hey, maybe he was duped, all right? Maybe he was. But, Mr. Trump, go on Google, research the animal testing for mRNA, all right? It killed all the animals. I really don't understand what other information we need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, and we need to come together, just like they shut down the country for the bullshit, for the COVID thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And terrorizing our kids with masks to make them more malleable for the communist takeover. That's what that was. That was to make all these little kids good little sheep so that when they get put in FEMA camps, they're not going to resist. All right? That's exactly what it was. So we could shut down our country, too. So we should shut down our country, get lawyers, prosecute Republican and Democrat. They are one giant mafia, and they're working against the American people. We could stay calm. There's no need for violence. They're criminals. You could look at all their stock trades. All the money they made, every time we suffer, they profit. You know what I mean? And they start these shell companies They pump and dump them on the open market, something that if me and you did it, we'd be locked up forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's all right there. This is. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming, everybody. Overwhelming.
Well, I think
all
you have some great ideas, Phoenix. You have some great ideas, and you're speaking my language, Chuck, and against the Uniparty. And so, you know, I'm encouraged by RFK Jr. joining with Trump. I was actually leaning towards voting for RFK Jr. when he was a presidential candidate, only because the Republicans have been so disappointing, right along with the Democrats, and it's become one Uniparty corrupted machine. And now that he has joined with Trump, though, that gives me some encouragement that he'll be able to educate Trump on the things that I don't think he is privy to. So, Phoenix, again, thank you for your phone call. Got to get to more folks, and feel free to chat with me while you can. I'm just here for the day, maybe a couple days next week. But again, 1-877-789-2539 if you want to share some insight or reaction to anything we talked about today. Mark from Texas, let's talk.
Welcome back to the atmosphere. I see drops of Jupiter in your hair.
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, I want to take a intellectual hard turn like Helene did and talk a little bit about biblical science.
Yes,
because
you, I love it. Let's do it. Okay,
all right.
Talk.
So there is a video out. It's been funded. I didn't do it, but it's worth watching. It's a 30-year-old, let's call it 4,500-year deep dive into the science behind the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Ark and the Darkness. If you haven't seen it, I'll just preface that with a question and get off. If you cracked open a T-Rex femur and it stank, what would you assume about that T-Rex?
If I cracked it open and it stunk?
And it stank, stunk.
That it's not that old?
Right. So if you go look at the Ark in the Darkness, what you find is that they've actually done that along with a lot of other dinosaur fossils. So
wow.
The simple fact is there exist out there, and this goes back to 2005. You've got stretchy blood vessels, you've got collagen, you've got ligaments, you've got muscles that are like beef jerky, and you have nucleated red blood cells, which means T-Rex is a reptile. Anyway, that's been the news they've been suppressing scientifically forever. And the only thing that I will say about that video called The Ark in the Darkness is it does not include a guy named Jason Lyle, who's an astrophysicist, who also does a great presentation on dinosaurs in the Bible. You can go to Biblical Science Institute and pick up on that stuff, and also discuss anisotropic light speed convention, which Einstein knew about. So anyway, there's your weekend homework assignment. Welcome back.
Where is
stick
that?
Around.
Yeah, where is that video? Is that, can you just find it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, and it's free.
Love it. Well, I love that topic. I love this topic. I find all of this stuff very, very fascinating. So thank you for the tip. I will be happy to and I'm sure many others will be happy to look into that. Fascinating stuff, and thank you for the welcome back. All right, let's go to Jim in North Carolina. Jim.
Yeah, hey, just spent about 36-hour whirlwind tour in the mountains of North Carolina and learned a lot and just wanted to share a little bit of recent information.
Yes, absolutely. We want to hear from those with boots on the ground. So, yeah, what's going on? What do you found out?
Yeah, so I took a truckload and went originally to Swannanoa, which really doesn't exist at all anymore.
Wow.
And just in that one little tiny town, there were 600 people gone. So, you know, extrapolate that out, right? And as far as the death toll numbers they're trying to tell you. I will say that they do not need supplies there anymore.
Hmm.
No supplies are needed. They're inundated with supplies because of the outpouring of people from all over the country.
Nice.
In the past 24 hours, a huge amount of progress has been made. There's been like a convergence that occurred about 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people and some state police and others were doing really, really great work and have made significant strides. The latest intel I have is that Chimney Rock is still only accessible by foot or by airdrop. I do have secondhand accounts from other boots on the ground coordinators, people that are coordinating hiking teams into certain areas. And I've been communicating with them, and there have been areas where the body count was so high that they officials opted to just bulldoze over everything.
Oh my gosh, that's wow.
In every place I went to multiple towns. Actually, I've still got a truckload of goods for that guy in South Carolina. If there's anybody down in South Carolina that has needs, I've got a truckload of goods because nobody wanted to receive any more goods yesterday. They don't have any need for any more supplies. The problem is that the people that need the supplies are the ones living in the mud and living in torn apart homes and everything else and don't have clothes, don't have a car, don't have a means to go get supplies. All right. So they're the ones that need it.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to be without electricity for a long time. Certain areas, if they ever come back, it's going to be an entire rebuild from ground up, redoing all of the infrastructure, all the pipes, everything. This town don't exist anymore. It's not repairing.
Do you feel like, Jim, do you feel like since you're there, do you feel like the media is representing it, the regime media? Do you think they're representing this in the right way with just how devastating this was?
Oh, come on, man. I was in news for a while myself, and I know who the AP is. And no, they're not. Of course not. It's all propaganda, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's so the sentiment on the ground, I'll give you a quick little anecdote. So I was there, and I met some National Guard guys. They're guardsmen. I can't remember if they were National States Guardsmen. And they were like, well, the locals here told us to piss off, so we have nothing to do. They had tons of huge, heavy machinery and trucks and supplies, and we're just sitting there because the locals have gotten to the point where they don't want a dadgum thing to do with military of any shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
So long and short of it is, little old me ended up talking to one of the guardsmen who's like, dude, tell me where to go. I've got this giant truck and we'll freaking go.
Yeah.
And so I told him to go and they took off. So they had no direction, nobody telling them anything. They're just all twiddling their thumbs.
Of course.
But thankfully this dude took my word and he took off, to go render aid. I will say that, I hooked up with a team yesterday, that we had a miniature, excavator and tons of chainsaws and a side by side. And we rode hundreds of miles just trying to find roads to clear and cut trees and paths. And so all that to say is that the reports about locals getting offered $700 are accurate. The word went out to people on the ground to do not take any supplies. Well, first of all, don't take any more supplies anyway, but if you were dropping off supplies, do not give it to federal drop-off points at all.
Yeah, yeah.
They were rationing and dispersing according to DEI and other things.
Oh, of course. Insane.
Yeah, and let's see what else.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I do have somebody else that was helping out there in Chimney Rock, so I'm going to go ahead and take that call. But, Jim, thank you for what you were able to share, and thank you for pressing on to help these folks that need help the most.
It needs a truckload of baby diapers and food and supplies, let me know.
Okay. Awesome. Yes.
No, seriously.
Reach out to Jim,
yeah.
who's helping in the effort. All right. Thank you, Jim. And Nathan, Nathan was just in Chimney Rock, which we mentioned. So Nathan, we covered a lot of reports about private help being rejected and even being threatened with arrest. What's been your experience?
We didn't have any issues with threatening to be arrested. First of all, good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
We didn't have any issues with threats of being arrested, but there are a lot of disaster gawkers out there. A lot of guys on dirt bikes and four wheelers looking to take pictures and see the cool sights of the destruction. And that's disappointing because these people are standing in their yard where their house used to be as somebody comes by with a cell phone camera.
Mm.
So that's unnecessary.
So it's like being
exploited. There's also an issue of people showing up with equipment just to show up. And in the previous caller alluded to, I was in the Garin Creek area, which is upstream from Chimney Rock. Everything that washed out of Garin Creek went down to Chimney Rock and then on to Lure Lake. And the roads are barely accessible by a single vehicle. Most areas just a side by side, and then the most remote areas on foot only. And he is right about the supplies being not necessarily denied, but cautioned against. The one thing that the people have to remember through this whole entire scenario in our 24-hour news cycle that we live in these days is that most of these people aren't going to have power for 6 months. there's nowhere to put power poles. The land is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to have power for 6 months, but we need to think 6 months ahead. We need to think blankets, shoes, socks, pants, jackets. These people are going to be living in the cold without heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple fact is, yes, they may be inundated with supplies now, but it doesn't take long. We were specifically working out of Pole Creek Baptist Church in Snow Hill yesterday, running items out of there because they have a landing zone right next to the church. When we got there in the morning, they had 4 pallets of water. We came back after a 3-hour run, and they were completely out. The lines for these places are consistently 10, 15, 20, 30 cars at a time. So while they may say, hey, we're full today, we need to continue the constant contact with everyone up there because they're going to burn through it. It's not like what they have today is going to last them longer than a week or so.
Yeah, that's a good point. So just because there's been a flood, for lack of a better word, to use of donations now, stay on it so that the donations can be replenished. Well, Nathan, thank you for. Is there anything else that you wanted to share before I go to the next caller?
No, the biggest point like I make is let's not forget about this. Let's not let it get lost in the minutia of all the other things we talk about: Israel, Ukraine, whatever. These are American citizens. These are salt of the earth people that have lost everything, and they need our prayer. They need our support, and they're going to need our help. We're going to have to get our hands dirty.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for getting your hands dirty, Nathan, as well as the previous caller being out there to help and assist these poor people that the regime, media, and administration has forgotten about. Thank you, Nathan. Let's go to Chuck in Louisiana. Chuck had a point that he didn't get to before when he called. So, Chuck, what's going on?
All right. So, sorry for the commercial break. I got a little bit long-winded. This is the veteran FEMA inspector.
Yes.
I have a dire warning to those that are going to take the money. There is a contract at the beginning when the inspector gets there, before he starts inspecting, there's a contract that the claimant has to sign. It's practically illegible. The writing is so small. 12 years ago, I had to use a magnifying glass, and that's when my eyes were good. In that contract, if you do not pay the money back, it is a loan.
What?
A loan. And even if it's just a dollar or $750, if you don't pay it back, they have the right to seize all of your property.
That's insane. Where are you getting this information from? You're saying the $750 that they're saying that they're going to give people, that's a loan? It's in the contract to receive it?
Yes. There is a contract that you sign before the inspector starts his inspection. You have to sign off on it. And so every inspector has, you know, I'm not sure what type of computer they're using now, but we were using a Sony Toughbook. These things were like armor. They were military or like out in the desert or whatever. You can throw them off a building, they'll bounce. But there is a contract inside, and they even have, even for people that could not speak English, there was a translator that I would speak into it, and it would speak to them in Spanish or translate it in writing. And they have to sign this contract for the inspector to even start the inspection. If you take that money and don't pay it back, they can seize your property at any point after a year.
That's crazy. Well, thanks for the heads up. So folks, heed his message here. If there's anything that you got to sign or contract before you receive any assistance, make sure that you are well aware of what you're signing, because these people are evil and who knows what they want it, how they want to use this crisis to their advantage. Chuck, thank you for that warning.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Christy.
You too. All right. Let's take Eli real quick. Eli, thanks for coming on.
Can you hear me?
Yep. We're just minutes away from the end, so try and make it quick if you can.
I'm not coming on here to keep you long. I just I wish we could talk all day, Eli.
So, I wish we could sit here and chat all day, but I have a deadline. Go ahead.
You know, there was a time where I was a brainwashed drone, all caught up in the flow of this river of just BS and sensationalism and all this crap. I mean, what I don't understand, I get people are starting to wake up, but, like, can you not see that, like, I know you could probably see it, and I know Alex sees it, and, you know, the whole crew sees it, but, like, our country's basically been hawked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at that, they want to, you know, they're spending all this money on Ukraine, and we all know Lindsey Graham done slipped up a while back and actually told the truth for once. They got all this trillions of dollars of minerals and stuff, you know. And now all of a sudden, old BlackRock acquires freaking, you know, some lithium mines over here in North Carolina where this storm happens to hit. And, you know, what happened to Lahaina? What happened, you know, what happened to the area of Hawaii? I mean, these guys are obviously... They want to go to climate change and climate change and climate change. The climate does change. It changes naturally. Look at the history that you can decipher from all the lies, and you'll see that our planet cycles.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a natural thing. I mean, we're getting these pulses from the sun, these magnetic storms. Our magnetic field around our planet is weakening. I mean, we're on the verge of a magnetic pole shift. And you think these guys ain't spending most of that NASA money and a bunch of that black budget money going underground? I mean, it's a land grab, though. I mean, these guys...
Oh, for sure, yeah.
They're coming after these properties, and they're robbing these people. And I just wish that, like people would really come to, you know, click together... And see that we're not enemies with Iranians. We're not enemies with Russians. We're enemies with the people who are manipulating us to kill each other so they can make money on both ends.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't mean to ask. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say.
Yeah.
No, but, like...
Well, thank you, Eli, for calling, and I think many of us feel the same way. So now it's time for me to say goodbye. So Joshua, I'm sorry that we didn't get to you, but if I take your call, then I'm going to have to, like, hang up with you right away. So try again on Thursday or Friday if you want to talk to me. I'm going to be hosting, as of now. I guess everything could change, but as of now, I'll be back here in the seat on Thursday and Friday of next week. So very excited about that. Would love to hear from you. In the meantime, please show me some love on my X account. Connect with me there. Let me know what you want me to focus on or talk about or talk to. You can find me there on X at Christy Lee TV, at Christy Lee TV. There. Would appreciate that. And, you know, DM me. Drop a line in the DMs. Let me know what you want me to talk to or about. You can also, if you appreciate when I come on and I share a verse of the day or pray, or, you know, if you're one of those that appreciates that, I have a daily, very raw show Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. on my Locals channel. So if you find me on Locals.com, ChristyLeeTV.Locals.com, then you can join me. I literally, like, roll over from being a sleep. So I have no makeup on or anything, and we just dive into God's word together. We fellowship together. We pray together and share a verse. Today's verse of the day again was Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. We're going to pray that. Continue to pray that for Alex Jones. Continue to support the InfoWars and InfoWars while we can. Fight the good fight. God is in control. He's the blessed controller of all things. We're going to get in the game, but we're going to trust God in the process. Thank you for watching.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. InfoWars.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesdaniels.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.